From the InfoWars.com studios, it's The Real News with your host, David Knight.
Welcome on this Wednesday, August the 8th, 2018. I'm David Knight, your host. We're going to have joining us today, Eric Peters, a libertarian car guy. He had an interesting editorial yesterday because he doesn't just talk about cars. Yeah, we talk about that because that's a big part of your freedom that Americans don't understand. And, of course, we don't have an amendment to protect our freedom of mobility. If we're going to be controlled by the government or by any invading power, they know this has always been military doctrine of the anybody knows what they're doing, but explicitly stated by the U.S. government. You've got to control the way people communicate. That's the First Amendment. The way they shoot, that's the Second Amendment. And the way they move. Oh, we don't have anything that even says that the government shouldn't control that. Well, what difference does it make? Because they're coming after our ability to communicate, our ability to shoot, and our ability to speak. And so he's speaking out about that. The headline on his article was Silencing Alex for Openers. Because that's really where this is headed. It's just the first one. As Joseph Fair at WND said, first they came for InfoWars. This is the beginning of a thing. If you want to know where this is coming from, folks, and I put this up again yesterday, I cut out, put it up on Twitter because that's one social media outlet that hasn't been banned, and the left is furious about that. We've got another little snowflake journalist desperate for attention now begging for that to change, wanting Twitter to shut it down. Now, Jack has said, I'm not going to do that. I've broken any rules. So I'm not going to shut it down. So we'll see what happens. We've already talked about the shadow banning, and there were some other people that were shut down for some silly stuff. Candace Owens was shut down for retweeting out what the new New York Times tech editor had tweeted out. No problem with that. And so we'll see exactly how that goes. I'll believe it when I see it, but so far he hasn't done that. And that's good if he's going to follow his rules, because clearly YouTube did not follow their rules. I've got a great editorial here from Breitbart. Breitbart's been really good about being on top of this. Of course, Daily Caller has had nothing for the last two or three days about this. It's been going on for like 3 days. Daily Caller has been totally silent. They had one article talking about, well, it's kind of interesting that Twitter hasn't shut down InfoWars, almost implying that we should be shut down. That's the Daily Caller. They may not realize that they're on the short list to be next. I mean, even Donald Trump Jr. said that. He said, well, you know, they may be coming after Breitbart and Daily Caller. He didn't defend us, but he's worried about that. Breitbart understands they've been under attack by these advertiser boycotts started by Sleeping Giant and so forth. And so they had six questions. And these are the same questions I've been asking publicly and on Twitter. What were your rules? What did I violate? Can you tell me precisely which video you objected to? And what is all this stuff about three strikes and you're out? Didn't happen with me. Didn't happen with my YouTube channel or new iVideos. They went back and took down videos going back many, many, many years that had been up for years. All at once. Guilt by association. And, of course, they didn't even follow the rules with Alex Jones. They had said, well, according to our rules, we noticed these videos, which nobody talked about the actual content because truth is no defense. They didn't talk about the actual content of these supposedly hateful videos. But they said, well, that counts as one strike, and so we're not going to let them live broadcast. But we will take them down if they get three more, if they get two more within a certain period of time. No, they just decided all of a sudden that everybody would do it all at once. And a lot of people, even on the left, are asking, how did this happen? How did they take down everything all at once? Then we've got a correspondence from Kelly Blackwood. He goes, you know, they took down stuff that I put up that was mocking the TSA and stuff as part of the contest we had years ago when I first came here at InfoWars. He said they took that down even though it was private. They went back and they searched through private videos and took down videos. It's absolutely amazing. And that didn't have anything to do with Alex Jones or InfoWars. They are searching pretty hard with their algorithm. You know, when they've got computers, they're becoming the censors. That's when it gets really, really deep. So stay with us. We're going to be right back. And also joining us today will be Lionel in the third hour. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced, four-stage, compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220-plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad-spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome on this Wednesday, August the 8th, 2018. You know, Democrats have always told us, this is when I was growing up, you know, 1960s, they were the party of peace and love and free speech, was centered at Berkeley and so forth. And as I tweeted out yesterday, Democrats have always told us they hate war, but now they push war, and they hate detente. You know, these people, the Democrat Party and the left, they have become more rabid warmongers than the most than the worst conservatives during the Cold War. I mean, it's absolutely off the chart. I've watched the Cold War conservatives, and now I've watched the Hillary Clinton liberals. And I tell you what, the Hillary Clinton liberals are far worse in terms of trying to push us into man-made global warming with thermonuclear weapons. It's absolutely insane. And then you look at the free speech stuff, right? They say they hate, they love free speech. That used to be what Berkeley was about. And of course, we've seen over the last couple of years, Berkeley has now become the center of the anti-First Amendment, the Antifa people. That's what I call them, anti-First Amendment. They're not anti-fascist. They are fascist. And they're being defended by the left. I've got some examples of this that we're going to cover later in the show. But now they love censorship. They say that it is essential to democracy. And we got the Democrat senator from Connecticut, of all places, right there where Sandy Hook is, pushing for censorship. It is essential to our democracy to shut down dissenting voices, is what the Democrats now say. And then this one, I think, is the most amazing thing. You know, they hate corporations, don't they? They hate the wealthy people. They hate the income inequality. They hate Citizens United. Oh, that was terrible because that gave corporations speech, you know, they gave them participation in the political process, gave them speech rights and all this kind of stuff. And then what do? They defend the decisions by these four gigantic corporations. Apple. First trillion-dollar company in history. The most wealthy. This is not the 1%. This is not the 1% of the 1%. This is the 1% of the 1% of the 1% of the 1%. And they want them to control. We have always told you, and we have pointed it out, that the wealthy elitists always support the Democrats, not the Republican Party. Yes, there's a lot of Republican Party elites there. And yes, there are people like the Koch brothers, and for all you Democrats, oh, with Koch brothers. Yeah, they are full on with the globalist agenda, the open borders agenda. And they have supported in the past many Democrats, and they are bragging about the fact that they're so anxious to shower money on Democrats who will do what they say. They're out there advertising. Any takers? We've got some job openings here for some Democrat shills. Take our money. And then, of course, they tell us that they hate McCarthyism. But now you are shut down as guilt by association. My channel, for example, this program, coming up nearly to a year, 1 year anniversary. As we get to that, the millions of views that we had on this program, as well as stuff that I had done years ago working for InfoWars on another channel. All that stuff was shut down. Did I have any warning from YouTube? No. Do they have any rules? Absolutely not. They are the dictators of the anti-social media. That's what these people are. And so all this stuff is now cheered. You got the peaceful, free speech, loving Democrats hating on everybody. Yeah, it's not about hate speech. They hate free speech is what it is. So they're pushing war, they're pushing censorship, they're pushing McCarthyism, and they're pushing the idea that this is all coming from private companies. And that's okay. We love that. They just don't like it when a real private company, like a single baker who doesn't want to make a custom cake because of his religious beliefs, whether that's a Christian baker doing a gay wedding thing, or whether you have a Jewish baker, let's say, and you got some Nazis come in and say, I want you to make some kind of a pork pie here for me, and I want you to put Nazi symbols all over it. How's that? Oh, you don't like that? Oh, you hate me? Okay, well, you can shut down then. They don't support that kind of choice by a small business. But when they've got a de facto monopoly, when they work hand in glove with NATO, I'm going to show you that. When they work hand in glove with the FBI, when they work hand in glove with NATO and Pentagon and all these different people, oh, they love that. Oh, it's private. They can make that decision by themselves. I've said it all along. This is not private. Even Mark Warner, in his memo that he put out, said they have become essential utilities. We can let them make a fair profit, but we have to control what they do in the same way that they do any public utility. And so are you going to deny electricity to somebody because of their political beliefs or because of their religious beliefs because you think that their religious and political beliefs are hateful? You've had the Southern Poverty Law Center, which advises all these Silicon Valley oligarchs. The Southern Poverty Law Center has labeled people who believe, for religious reasons, in heterosexual marriage between one man and one woman, they've labeled that as hate speech. They incited somebody to try to kill people at the Family Research Council. So these are the people who are advising the 1% of the 1% of the 1% of the 1%, Tim Cook and others. Some of the people, they'll get it. Here's a tweet from Yasha Levine that I retweeted these on my Twitter account, Libertarian, if you want to go there. Yasha Levine. We begged our corporate overlords to be better masters of the information they let us see, and they answered our prayers. They are just and good. It's a power that they will never abuse. A little bit of sarcasm there, right? Do you understand sarcasm, those of you on the left? Another one from Michael Tracy. Whether you hate Alex Jones is beside the point. That's right. It's about free speech, isn't it? Do you love the fact that a handful of tech monopolists have the power to simultaneously purge him from the internet? And then Michael Tracy goes on. He says, Alex Jones has been doing the same thing every day for over a decade. But Facebook, actually 2 decades. But Facebook, YouTube, and Apple all decide within hours that he suddenly violates their community guidelines. Oh, sure. Okay. No problem with that. Nothing to see here. Move along. You must be a conspiracy theorist if you think that there's something unusual about that, right? It's just a fortunate coincidence. Nothing to see. Move on. Nigel Farage had this to say. Let's play the clip, actually, and let you hear exactly what Nigel Farage had to say. He was being pushed by somebody in the UK about trying to shut down the speech of Boris Johnson. They're very upset about something that he had to say about burqas. As a matter of fact, what Boris Johnson was saying was, we're not going to pass a law to shut down and to ban burqas like they have in some European countries. And he says, but they look like letterboxes, and it makes the ladies look like bank robbers or whatever. An interesting idea, folks, is that this would be supported by feminists, what he had to say, would be supported by feminists in Muslim countries who are forced to wear the burqa, right? He's saying we're not going to force them not to wear the burqa, but, you know, why would you want to wear that, right? Looks bad, it's kind of crazy, and so forth. And the feminists who are forced to wear that in Muslim countries would agree with that. But, of course, you've got people like Theresa May coming out and saying, he clearly caused offense. He must apologize, and so forth. And he says, well, I'm not going to be apologizing. And so then they got Nigel Farage on the BBC trying to push him on this, and Nigel Farage gave the interviewer a lecture in what free speech means. Here's Nigel Farage.
In a country...
And it's the people who will be wearing burqas and who are the Muslim community that are offended. So who are you and
I'm sorry.
You shouldn't take offence.
I'm sorry.
You should ask the people who it's targeted at.
We are living in a country that used to believe in free speech. And free speech very often means that you do offend those that don't agree with you. So there's a big question here. Should public figures be allowed to say what they really think without being shouted down?
That's right, because if you're going to shout down people because you are somehow offended by something that they say, you will have no free speech. You will have no comedy routines. Many comedians have spoken out about this. I wish George Carlin was still alive. Boy, he would take care of these people in a heartbeat. Can you imagine George Carlin taking this on? But folks, this is why we call political correctness cultural Marxism. It was always meant to be used as censorship.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Patrick in the great nation of Australia. You're on the air worldwide. Thanks for holding.
Hey, mate, I've been following you since I was 14, and I'm 32 now. I remember back when InfoWars and Prison Planet, it was just blue text on a white screen, and I had to load down the page on my dial-up internet, and I thought it was pretty cool, and read all the books and seen all the DVDs and followed all your guests, and I've been using your product since the first iteration of Survival Shield, and since then I'm on the X2, the Super Male Vitality, the Caveman, the Real Red Pill, Micro ZX Body. It's all amazing.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, and I wanted to say that by following you so much, it's like you're just detoxing the mind, you're detoxing the body, you're detoxing the spirit, and it just, the more you know God, the more you fear God, but the more you chase God. And I wanted to say that it's an honor to stand side by side with you, the crew, and the listeners out there, 1776 worldwide.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
We are kept afloat only by your loyal patronage, and that's why we need you to go to the site now. If you're not in the market for one of our greatest nutraceuticals, please consider a contribution. $25, $50, $100, $250, or even $500 would be a godsend to our important work here to beat back the globalists and to destroy their campaign of censorship in which they want to strangle our First Amendment rights.
Hey, how would you like to take InfoWars with you wherever you go? Well, now you can do just that with the new official InfoWars app. And here's the best part. It is absolutely free. At the Apple Store and Google Play, you can join the InfoWar today. Check it out right now at InfoWars.com/app.
It's the InfoWars official app. Taken on the globalist at point blank range. And with your help spreading it, and with your help downloading it, we are unstoppable.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
This just in. We have hundreds of activists have gone into hiding as security agencies intensify crackdown, launched shortly after the election. They say that soldiers have moved through neighborhoods surrounding towns, targeting opposition supporters, smashing property, assaulting dozens of people. Last week, the homes of leaders were surrounded by unidentified masked and armed men. During the night, homes of activists were invaded by gangs shouting pro-government slogans. In the past 48 hours, dozens of independent media activists have gone into hiding. One person says, I don't know when we'll speak again. If I'm found, I will disappear, and it might be forever. I'm frightened, but this is what politics here is all about. Another person that was caught up in this said, I'm not even political. I'm not an activist. Nothing. I was coming home from work. They attacked me. They kicked me. They used sticks. They didn't say or ask anything. Where is this happening? Is this here in America? Not yet. Not yet. This is where this is leading, folks. If you don't understand the importance of free speech, if you don't understand the importance of the First Amendment, if you don't understand the importance of the Second Amendment, if you don't understand the importance of being able to move freely in this country without corporate control, the same people who are now controlling your speech, what you're allowed to see, what you're allowed to hear, what you're allowed to share, they will be controlling whether you are allowed to take a ride in their driverless, tax and track self-driving cars in the future. Will you be allowed to share a ride? Will you be allowed to have a job? We have already seen this being used in China and elsewhere. This particular article I'm reading you is from Zimbabwe. When is that going to happen here in America? It won't be that long. At the path that the Antifa and Democrat politicians are taking us down, with the applause and provocateurs at CNN pushing this. And a lot of little journalists who are out there trying to make a name for themselves, trying to get various fringe social media sites to ban Alex Jones, as if it matters whether we're on Pinterest or LinkedIn or porn sites. We never publish our stuff on porn sites. I don't know if anybody ever did, but yeah, they're virtue signaling about this now. It's gotten to the point where they have been so successful at demonizing Alex Jones, that now you have porn sites virtue signaling over the fact that they want to associate with him. This is how crazy it is. Like you said, LinkedIn, I'll never be able to get a job if this shuts down. Yeah, that's the amazing thing. But let me give you another example. This is going on right now. The 62-year-old shopkeeper had waited nearly his entire life to see his dream of building a church come true, a brick house with a sunny courtyard and a spacious hall with room for 200 believers. But in March, about a dozen police officers and local officials suddenly showed up at the church on his property, made the frightening congregants disperse. They ordered that the cross, a painting of the Last Supper, and Bible verse calligraphy be taken down. And they demanded that all the services stop until each person, along with the church itself, was registered with the government, said the shopkeeper. Register your beliefs with the government. Now, right now, they do that for you automatically here in the United States. As I pointed out many times, geospatial intelligence, look it up. It is the fastest growing part of our Snoop society, the high-tech Stasi state that we have, that William Binney, who worked for decades as a global technical head of the NSA, has said is already worse than anything that the Stasi has ever had. They're not in business anymore. We've got something that's worse, and it's here in America. And he should know. He observed them and studied them for decades. He knows exactly what this looks like. That's why he is so alarmed about this and speaking out so much. William Binney, a good man. But this is what it's going to look like. Register with the government, your beliefs. You don't have to. They already have done it for you. It's called activity-based intelligence. It's called human domain analytics. It's part of geospatial intelligence. They look at your political beliefs, your religious beliefs. They map it, and they know exactly who you are and where you are. Without warning, he and his neighbors had found themselves on the front line of an ambitious new effort by the officially atheist ruling party to dictate and in some cases displace the practice of faith in the country. He said, I've always prayed for my country's leaders, for our country to get stronger. He would only give his last name out of fear of government retribution. They were never this severe before, he said. Not since I started going to church in the 1980s. Why are they telling us to stop now? This is in China. When will this happen in America? Because the Southern Poverty Law Center and the ACLU are very adamant about shutting down any free exercise of religion in public places. They've been doing this through the schools. They have been teaching a different religion in the schools. They have established a state religion of secular humanism and of environmentalism at the same time. And when is this going to be worked out in our society? You know, today, our children who are educated by the government would have no information at all if they weren't misinformed. They know nothing except a pack of lies. They are working with them, teaching them a transgender agenda, as I pointed out, one that hates Christianity, that envisions Christians as the enemy. The transhumanists. Zoltan Isfahan, who ran for president with the Transhumanist Party, he wrote a novel, The Transhumanist Wager. When I interviewed him, I didn't know that he had written, I had not read this novel. But in the novel, the villains are the Christians, and they have to be executed by the heroes, the transhumanists, the secular humanists, who want to transcend their humanity. This is where we're headed, folks. There are a lot of people out there who hate you. Simply because of what you think, simply because of your skin color. Racism is not dead. It's not what the left is saying it is, though. It's not dead. It's clearly there. And, you know, the stories that I just read you about the activists having to go into hiding, about the government tracking people down, about men with masks attacking people, churches being shut down, destroyed, pulled down, that may be their present. But it has been our past, and it will be our future if we don't remember our past. That's why they don't want our children to know this. That's why they're tearing down the monuments everywhere. When are they going to find the ones to Voltaire? He's dead already. They don't have to worry about that. Nothing has to be opposed there. But, folks, that's why George Orwell knew the importance of controlling people's minds. You know, those who control the past control the future, and those who control the present control the past. That's what they're doing. They have taken away that history that I just read to you. They have sheltered these people from knowing what is going on in Zimbabwe and China and other places. Look at what's going on in South Africa, right? They're changing their constitution so they can take property from white people, abolishing private property. And saying it's going to be justified because white people are murderers. Now, when they say the white people are murderers, what are they saying? They're saying we can murder them for their property. You don't think that's going to happen here in America? You're not paying attention. The Civil War has already started. As a matter of fact, when we come back, I'm going to tell you how this Civil War was declared by the FBI. November 1st, 2017, in Senate hearings. Didn't get much attention. The socialists were paying attention then. We'll be right back.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. The bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning. We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com. We knew it was coming. The whole thing was formulaic. First, demonize InfoWars, lie about us, build a straw man, then sue us to add credibility to that, then have a few fake strikes on YouTube and Facebook with nebulous terms like bullying children and Islamophobia. And then voila, 2 weeks later, ban InfoWars completely off of dozens of major platforms where we were all in the top 5 or top 10 news feeds. Go to InfoWars.com/show. Subscribe to the free podcast. Just click on the link, whatever you're subscribing your podcast in, it'll pop up there. It's also critical to go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and give us your email so that we can stay in contact with you and send you videos and articles on our own platform. But whatever you do, tell folks about InfoWars.com/show, how they can download the free Android and iPhone apps, how they can then reach out to others with the information and point out, this is the verboten info. This is what they don't want you to see.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Waging war on corruption. It's David Knight.
Study says that humanity is just a few more bans away from only having good opinion on the internet. Yes, there's good news for the internet. Studies show it's now just a few bans away from finally only having good opinions on it. Much of social media has become dominated by racism, conspiracy theories, and people who are just plain wrong. But by simply kicking off people who are pretty much everyone agrees are bad, studies show that soon only good discussions will dominate the internet. There are literal Nazis on social media now, said a researcher, but we have a tool that the Nazis didn't have. We can ban unpopular speech. Yes, you guessed it. I'm not reading from CNN, although that sounds pretty much like CNN until that last line, doesn't it? It's almost exactly what CNN, Washington Post, MSNBC, Even Fox News correspondent Howard Kurtz was saying yesterday. Matt Taibbi, Rolling Stones, yeah. That's pretty much what they're all saying, except for that last bit. We have tools that the Nazis didn't have. We can ban unpopular speech. That is from the Babylon Bee. It is a satire site, which, interestingly enough, has been banned several times by Facebook. Because, you know, those antisocial Facebook Nazis don't really have a sense of humor or satire, do they? No. They go on to say, by applying and expanding this tool of being able to ban unpopular speech that the Nazis didn't have, we can make the Internet a place for everyone. Everyone who is left, anyway, can enjoy that. This new Internet is being made by a coalition of liberals and their natural ally, large corporations. That was what I was saying, right? Well, since when did the biggest corporations in the world become the natural allies of the liberals? Yeah, when they could use it against people that they don't like. See, they will always use, you know, just as Berkeley, when it was the communists and the socialists that were being attacked by the majority. I said, but we have to, they appeal to free speech. They appeal to peace and love and so forth. But then they get in power, and they're now all about censorship, war, and hate. That's what happens to these people. They will use anything to get in power. The means justifies the end. And now we see the end. We see what these socialists want to do. These people who don't respect your privacy, they don't respect your private property, they don't respect anything about your liberty. They want to tell you that they're pro-choice. They don't support any choice. They don't support choice in what you see, think, read, pass on. They don't support the freedom to determine what you're going to put in your body. And they will support, call themselves pro-choice, if you'll take a baby out of your body and destroy it and sell it to Planned Parenthood for parts. That's the only choice that they support. When it comes to how you educate your kid, no, they don't support that. As a matter of fact, they don't even support your decision about your own body as to whether or not you're going to get vaccines or not. No, it's the Democrats who are pushing mandatory vaccination on people, mandating that you get it done to your kids and so forth. So, you know, if you don't kill them before birth, then they can slow kill them with their vaccines. Anyway, the satire. Let's get back to the satire here. Together, they plan to work, that is, liberals and their natural ally, large corporations, together plan to work to cull the really bad opinions and then stop when the good viewpoints are the only ones left. As for the people with unpopular views, they'll be further marginalized and presumably they will react by getting better opinions. Though researchers admit it will be hard to know for sure, as no one will ever hear from them again. Uh-huh. Yeah. That may not be quite so much satire, huh? That might be a little bit too close to the truth. Sometimes the Onion and the Babylon Bee get really close to the truth with their satire. And so you got The Verge out here saying, you know, how did this happen? After months of defending his right to spread misinformation, why did Facebook and YouTube decide to ban Alex Jones on the same day? All these social media sites. And they said there's a theory that is floating around that, you know, Facebook is a naive weakling, as they put it, afraid to take any enforcement action on its own platform. But Apple kicked it all off, because as soon as Apple delisted our index from the podcast, because we host the podcast content, they just took down the list that showed where the podcasts were. I think this program is still up, as a matter of fact, on Apple's last time I looked, it was up. Who knows? It's just so arbitrary. They never tell you why or when or what they're going to do. Because they don't have to. They're dictators, right? The natural, that's, and that way they are the natural allies of the Democrats. Absolutely. But anyway, the theory that is being floated out there by a lot of people is that Apple emboldened Facebook to actually do something. Because they were the practical ones who never pretended to embrace free speech in the first place. Yeah, that's right. Tim Cook doesn't care. And the interesting thing is they say, but look at this. If that is the case, then why is Apple still got the free app from InfoWars that you can get at the iTunes store? And I suggest you get it, because you've got all these people like The Verge and CNN just on a campaign to try to bully, if they needed any prodding at all, to try to bully Apple to take down the podcast. So what's the matter with this? They said it was the 47th most popular just 2 days ago. Now we're number 3. See how that works when you try to censor people? Paraphrase Princess Leia, the first Star Wars movie. You know, the tighter you squeeze this, you'll find that we slip through your fingers. Or I don't even remember. I don't watch Star Wars that much, but it's been a long time since I've seen it. But that's the bottom line. You know, you squeeze people really hard, you'll find that they slip through your fingers, and you'll lose control of the situation. Vader. Anyway, the free app, which launched in June. Of course, we've had other apps that are up there, had them for quite some time. Streams live shows and written pieces from Alex Jones and other conservative pundits. Thank you for plugging that for us, Verge, as you try to shut that down, as CNN tries to shut down. And much to their consternation, we are now ranked higher than CNN in terms of the popularity of our app. How's about that? How about that, CNN? You know, as we're talking about this, we had this discussion last night. I was talking to my wife, and she says, yeah, you guys have been pretty critical of CNN. I said, the difference is I criticize their content, and I expose their lies and their propaganda. If they think that we're lying and propagandizing people, go for it. Let's have that discussion. It's called the free marketplace of ideas. But I said, we have never called or tried to get CNN shut down. We have never tried to get them even thrown out of the White House press corps in spite of the behavior of Jim Acosta, which is reprehensible and very self-centered. I mean, he thinks that he is the only person in the room. And he demands that Sarah Huckabee Sanders bow down to him and worship him. And if anybody criticizes him at a Trump rally, they're threatening his life and so forth. I mean, this is what CNN is. But we've never called for them to be shut down. I said, I don't want them shut down. They are the source of a great deal of amusement and news for me. What would I talk about if I didn't have the fake news of CNN to talk about? I don't want them to go away. And I don't want them to go away because I support the First Amendment. I use my First Amendment to criticize CNN, and I will do that. I'll criticize fake Jake even though he blocks me on Twitter. I'll still criticize him on Twitter. I'll criticize him on air. And that is the difference. That is the difference. That they try to obliterate their competition because they can't win the argument. That's your problem, Jake. That's your problem, Jake. You don't want people listening to me. So you try to shut me down using your crony capitalist friends. That's what true economic fascism looks like, folks. And when you look at what is going on between these corporations, it is hard to tell where the snake's head and where its tail is. We can have that debate. I actually think that this is coming from the government. I think these people are the, and of course, as they push on this with Verge, they keep saying, well, you know, the reason that they took them down on the podcast is because they have an explicit prohibition of hate speech, except they don't have an explicit definition of hate speech, do they? But they ban hate speech, whatever that is. You know, it's kind of like an assault rifle. They're not really sure what it is, but they know it when they see it. Uh-huh. Yeah. I said, we expect that the App Store will change that pretty soon so that they will take away anything that can link to hate speech. So get your free app. Get your free app right there at the iTunes Store while they last. And the Gulag Store, while they last, won't be too much longer because we've got all of these wonderful journalists who love free speech and freedom of the press so much clamoring to shut down their competition because they can't win the argument. We'll be right back.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee beans. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pau d'Arco bark, and grape seed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful micro-balancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
That's right, nowhere to run to, nowhere to hide. And you're not even going to be able to move or travel if we allow these principles to be established. First, they came for the free speech. Then they came for your ability to move around. We're going to be talking to Eric Peters of Eric Peters Auto, epautos.com, in the next hour. He understands where this is headed. It's not just about free speech. This is about total control of everything that you do, everywhere that you go. It begins with the free speech. It begins with the monitoring and the cataloging. You've been noticed, citizen, and we see how this is rolling out in China. And we know it's these same people, Apple and Google and so forth, that are playing footsie with the Chinese dictators, the same people who are looking at what people say and do, and if they don't like what they say and do, they don't get a job, they don't get a chance to even travel, move around, because the government shuts that down for them. I'm going to look at what is really behind this. And we can have this discussion as to whether or not it's the corporations that are ruling the earth. That'd be bad enough. But I think it's actually a crony fascism of the biggest businesses and the government. It's kind of hard to tell where one begins and the other ends. It's a symbiotic relationship, isn't it? And I'm going to show you what that looks like. I'm also going to show you the military-industrial complex's hand in all of this as well. This is not about private decisions by private companies. It's amazing that the Democrats would take that that point of view. Anyway, before we do, real quickly, I want to tell you about some of the products that we have. Of course, there is the free app that is now number 3 on Apple's iTunes store, much to the consternation of CNN, who have publicized it in the attempt to ban it because they can't win the argument. More popular than CNN's app, that's for sure. But it's right up there. You can get that now. Get it while it is still available. And that is free. They're complaining because we are selling, quote unquote, selling our free app on Apple's iTunes. No, we're not selling our free app. It's free. Anyway, that's why they like to play with the words here. We are selling some other things, though, that do fund our operation. Things like our vitamin D and vitamin B12 formulas that are 40% off. The vitamin D we call winter sun because it's usually during the winter that you have a massive drop off in your vitamin D. And that's very important to your immune system and to many other systems in your body. And so we call it winter sun. A lot of times people stay indoors. I pointed out here in Texas, we're staying indoors now in the summer more than we do in the winter because it's so hot here. Winter sun. Our vitamin D is 40% off. Also, our vitamin B12, we call that Secret 12, is also 40% off. Both of those are liquid formulas. It's great because you don't have to take any pills with a B12. You don't have to get the injections. You can get the same effect with that. We also have 3 new fish oil formulations. Ultimate Fish Oil, Ultimate Krill Oil, and Honor Roll. Honor Roll has kind of a formulation for children in it. You can try those individually at 25% off as new products, or you can get all 3 of them to try them at 40% off. Finally, we have a special just for our listeners. You can get 20% off the original and immune support Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. That's non-GMO, and it is a 100% Arabica blend, but it's both the original and the immune support. You can get 20% off with the code REALNEWS. Again, that's use the code REALNEWS to get 20% off of Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee at InfoWarsStore.com. So where's this coming from? You know, when I was running for Congress, 1996, 22 years ago, I was kind of a paper candidate. I was really, really rooting for the other guys because Washington, D.C. is the last place that I wanted to go. But at the time, there was no place to talk about politics unless you ran for office. That was the best way to talk about politics. And now I've got a better way here. And, you know, I'm going to continue to talk about this whether I've got 2 million people or 2 people listening to me because I just have to talk about it. My wife knows that. My family knows that. So I will be out there talking about this one. Even if I'm out in the middle of the woods screaming to people. But I wanted to get the message out. I had some things that I had to say about where our country was going. And so I ran, and I was actually able to get into a debate. Now, the debates, they typically kept out third-party candidates, and the way that they did that was by pretending that it was a private organization. They would have the association of the press association there in the state. They would decide who was going to be in the debates. And guess what? The Press Association didn't want to hear from anybody other than the establishment candidates. What a surprise. What a surprise. You know, so you get Fox News and CNN in there, and they say, well, who are we going to include in our debate? Well, we don't want that guy in here. He'd be lobbing some firebombs. He might even actually get off the script of the subjects that we're supposed to keep this confined to. And so I actually got into a debate because they made the mistake of having a debate that was run by a public radio station, and they couldn't come in and say, well, we're not going to allow you on because, you know, it was there. But what happened was the Republican incumbent boycotted the debate. So I'm just there with a Democrat and a third party candidate who is from some group that call themselves a Natural Law Party. There's a group of flying swamis that were up in the mountains of North Carolina, and they thought they were going to bring about nirvana for everybody if everybody could learn how to levitate. I'm serious. The first question was about vouchers. Now, I knew it was about school vouchers, but she hadn't a clue. And she stammered and stuttered and said, oh, I really don't know. And it's like, and both the guy who was running as a Democrat and I were like, oh, no, what are we doing here? But anyway, that was the debate that we had. We had the Republican candidate ducked out. She had made it in the massive sweep in 1994 that was with Gingrich's 10-point plan, his contract with America, and they had, she was one of the people that got in as a freshman congressman. She was running first time for re-election. She decided the best way to do that was to avoid any debates. She didn't want to get in the room and talk about real issues like liberty with me. But anyway, I ran. My campaign was the Bill of Rights is our 10-point contract with America. You can forget about Newt Gingrich's 10-point contract with America. The reason I mention all this, the reason this triggered me was I see this article here. It's been floating around. My wife has sent it to me for a couple of days. 410 movies that were made under the direct influence and supervision of the Pentagon. That year, we had our convention in Washington, D.C. I had to actually go to Washington, D.C. I hate doing that. We went to Washington, D.C., and I met a friend of mine from high school. And he was working in the Pentagon. He'd gone to West Point and so forth. He was working in the Pentagon. And as we spent some time together, he was afraid. C-SPAN was there to cover the convention. I was like, whoa, I can't come in here. I don't want my picture taken here. But anyway, as we met privately, he told me what he was doing. And this is what he was doing. He was working with Hollywood. And he would review scripts. And if it was friendly to the military, to the Pentagon, then if they needed a helicopter or a tank, it's like, sure, you can have that for free. So that's what B.F. Skinner does to people. That's what the TSA does to people. It's like, you do the right things. You do what I want you to do. And they click and treat, you know, just like you train your dog. Click and treat. Positive. Operant conditioning is what they call that. Positive reinforcement. Great way to train animals. You can train animals to do anything with that kind of stuff. And you can train humans very well to do that. And you can train the Hollywood people because they are eager to please. And they can get that free stuff. And so they said there's 4,000 new pages of formerly classified archived documents obtained through the Freedom of Information Act. Well, I knew about this 22 years ago. U.S. government has worked behind the scenes of over 800 major movies and more than 1,000 TV titles. Surprise, surprise, surprise. It was an open secret. For the longest time, and I reported on this years ago, about how the CIA, and I actually did a report. You can't find it on YouTube now because they flushed that down the memory hole. But I did a report showing that the CIA actually offers scripts to people. They suggest scripts. They've got them written out for you. A different kind of Operation Mockingbird. Typically what they do is they write the news articles for the New York Times and the Washington Post. They call that Operation Mockingbird and so forth. That's what they did for years. But they'll write the scripts for Hollywood. They've got them all set, ready to go. If you've got an idea, you can call the CIA and they will work with you to flesh that out in a way that is friendly to the agency. And they said, of course, there's more predictable ones like Black Hawk Down, Zero Dark Thirty, Lone Survivor, but entirely unexpected ones like Ernest Saves Christmas, Karate Kid 2, The Silence of the Lambs, Twister, Iron Man, and many more. Even like Pitch Perfect 3. Because what this is about, folks, if you do friendly stuff to the government, they will give you, again, free access to helicopters and tanks and all this other kind of hardware. And you don't have to pay for it. So they got a guy. His name is Phil Strub. He's been there since 1989. He is the DOD's chief Hollywood liaison. And he's the one in this semi-secret department that makes those decisions. And as they point out, and as my friend explained to me 22 years ago, if there are characters, action, or dialogue that the DOD doesn't approve of, then the filmmaker has to make those changes to the movie. Or, if they don't, the Pentagon will pack up its toys and go home. Yeah. Now, if you think that they're that interested in the way that they're portrayed in Hollywood, and you don't think they're that interested in the way that they're portrayed in social media, I don't know what I can do to help you. You just can't put one and one together and get five, can you? Yeah, they'll help you to get five. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the Glovelist. It is you, the info warriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the info war. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to Infowars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the Infowars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at Infowars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Universal deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. You know, I was informed by my crew here when I said that I think that we're still up on iTunes podcast, and we are. We're up there. And they said, and by the way, you got a rating of 4.5, 160 ratings. But here's the interesting thing about all this. I have a parental warning on my podcast. As Alex Jones said yesterday when he was talking about what I do and how I got shut down, he goes, and then there's David Knight. He never says, he doesn't even say the word poo-poo on air. Now I've just said it. Sorry about that. Anyway, I never even read James Gunn's tweets that everybody says there's nothing to worry about here, right? I never read that filth. I don't do that. So I've got a parental warning. Maybe what they should do is they should rework this and say, make it a warning, mature subject matter, and put a trigger warning out there for millennials that maybe you don't want to listen to this unless you are in a safe place when it begins. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe it triggers millennials. You know, there's a story up on Breitbart. Zero transparency. 6 questions that tech giants refuse to answer about the InfoWars ban. Good for Breitbart. They understand what the issue is here. Daily Caller, Fox News don't. But Breitbart is on top of this. So is WND, many other sites. Most of them understand where this is headed. But those guys, I guess, Fox News is in with the crowd. They're part of the corporate elite, if you haven't noticed. And I guess Daily Caller feels like they can hang with that crowd, too. I don't know if that's going to work for them or not. But Breitbart is on point here. And here's the 6 questions. Number 1, what content specifically from InfoWars and Alex Jones was found to be hate speech, quote unquote, and otherwise rule breaking? I would like to know that. Personally, I would like to know. I've tweeted that out. I've tweeted it to YouTube. I've tweeted it to Google. Haven't received any answers from them. Don't know. I don't even have a supposed individual video that was hateful. I was never given a warning. I was never given 3 strikes. I was just said, we have a complaint. Your site has been destroyed. They didn't call it destroyed. They said it's taken down or blocked or banned or deleted or whatever it was. But that's essentially what it was. Number 2, second question. When was the decision to ban them made? What changed over the course of a few days from when you defended not banning InfoWars content? As pointed out before, hey, it's been up. You know, Alex Jones has been doing this stuff for 20 years. And then all of a sudden, within a 12-hour period, they all decide they got to take it down. Huh. Nothing to see here. Move on, right? No problem with that, say the liberals. Number 3, who made the decision to take down InfoWars? These are 6 questions from Breitbart that they asked, and they sent these. They actually sent these, and I'll give you the responses. Won't take us long to read the responses. Number 4, will you provide clear guidelines on hate speech, including defining hate speech in a manner that is clear to all users? No, not going to get that. Number 5, how does big tech plan to manage the incoming wave of demands to censor and remove content from other conservative sites? Uh-huh, exactly. And six, did Facebook, YouTube, Apple, Spotify communicate or coordinate with other tech platforms, with each other? Is this a conspiracy, in other words? Yeah, you do this. And so they got a response from YouTube. Said, when users violate these policies repeatedly, no, YouTube, I did not violate your policies repeatedly. I violated them maybe once, but I was never even given a chance to reply to that. You just took down the content. Not repeatedly. Not repeatedly. What policies? You don't state what those policies are. Apple said, Apple doesn't tolerate hate speech. Do you find what that is? Podcasts that violate these guidelines are removed from our directory. The others didn't reply. They didn't get an answer back from Facebook. They don't have to. They're Facebook. They can do whatever they want. They're private, say the Democrats. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Michael's ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold. The Candida, it's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone, that's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Censoring Alex Jones will only make him stronger. That is the take from USA Today. They're not very happy about that. They understand where this is going. We've gone from number 47 in terms of the free app that we have at iTunes, or at the App Store at Apple. We've gone from 47th place to 3rd place. Because of this, they said as YouTube shut down the channel that had 2.5 million subscribers, as they flushed my 6 years of work here down the toilet, never to be seen again. Yeah, I know we've got it on archives here. Will it be put up? I seriously doubt it. We won't have the manpower to allocate to put that up. So it's gone. So they don't have to hear my commentary on the Federal Reserve or on the CIA or the torture program or the surveillance state. Nah, not to worry about any of that stuff. It's all gone. They say, well, they're private companies, so they aren't violating Jones's First Amendment rights, right? Nevertheless, they are stifling the spirit of free speech. See, that's the whole point, folks. Free speech is not some law that is out there that we have to haggle over the whether the T's are crossed and the I's are dotted. It is a broad principle that is not supported by the Democrats, and, as we will learn, by many conservatives as well, interestingly enough. Who to think, right? Anyway, they say, perhaps most importantly, censorship will only make Jones a martyr amongst his fan base. Censorship doesn't work, they said. It boomerangs back to bite us all. Even beyond that, we should be concerned to see social media companies wading into this murky territory. When internet monoliths start deciding which thought is acceptable in the name of quote-unquote hate speech, it puts us down a problematic path that's sure to be abused. Anyone can call anything they disagree with as hateful. Understand? So you're going to have no comedy? This is the humorless gray world of 1984 that we've been warned about, but that our children don't understand, and that our politicians want to embrace. They ask, will Facebook start banning pages for the NRA? Or Planned Parenthood? Well, let me tell you, they will ban the pages for the NRA, but they will not ban the pages for Planned Parenthood. They will fund Planned Parenthood. That's what they'll do. But where is this coming from? Is it private property? Is it private corporations making this decision? I have said from the very beginning, no. No, it isn't. It is coming from the government. And I began with that yesterday. I said this is a form of fascism. Even though the socialists and their shock troops on the street, the Antifa, say that they're anti-fascist. No, they are fascist. It is a kind of fascism. And I talked about the difference between Stalin and Hitler. The fact that they came to power, Stalin came to power on the idea of no nations, of the international. Hitler came to power on the idea of extreme nationalism. But they ruled exactly the same way. But the way that they ruled had one important distinction. Stalin nationalized all of the industries at the very beginning. Adolf Hitler said that was a tactical mistake. Adolf Hitler called himself a socialist. The Nazis were the National Socialists. Nazi is a contraction of National Socialism. Hitler said, that will make him weak. I will allow the private corporations to operate, but I will tell them what they can and cannot do. That is the model for America, the American fascist corporate state. And make no doubt about it, we're getting to the point here where these few individuals that are working hand in glove, and as I've said many times, it is the iron fist of socialism that's coming from the government. They put it in a velvet glove of private ownership. We know where this is coming from. And I want to go back to something that the World Socialist website had. Yes, that's right. You know, don't ever reject somebody because of the source. These people are very sensitive to censorship coming from the government or tax coming from the government. Why? Because the government was coming after them because they were socialists. They've been feeling the brunt from the FBI and J. Edgar Hoover for a long time. Now it's conservatives who are feeling that McCarthyism, aren't we? And so on November the 1st, 2017, they talked about this. They said top legal and security officials for Facebook, Twitter, and Google appeared before the Senate Judiciary Committee. We know that. We watched that. But there was something that happened after the room was kind of empty. You had people like Republican Chuck Grassley saying the Russians have been pushing back against our police in Ferguson and so forth. And then the Democrat Senator Mazie Hirono, Hawaii, the one who famously in the ICE hearings said, oh, that's all these Trump immigration laws, they're racist. And the ICE representative that was there said, Senator, and he read her book, chapter, and verse of the law. He goes, that is the law of this country. It isn't something that President Trump created. That is the law of this country. And he quoted it where it was to her. And she eventually goes, well, I'm confused. Well, this same Democrat Senator Mazie Hirono said that the companies must adopt a mission statement expressing their commitment to prevent the fomenting of discord. But as the socialist website, the World Socialist Websites, WSWS.org, pointed out, the most important part of this came after everybody pretty much left the room. Only a few people there. Clint Watts, a former U.S. Army officer, a former FBI agent, and a member of the Alliance for Securing Democracy, made the following apocalyptic proclamation. He said this, civil wars don't start with gunshots. They start with words. America's war with itself has already begun. We must act now on the social media battlefield to quell information rebellions that can quickly lead to violent confrontations and easily transform us into the divided states of America. Folks, that was a declaration of war by a guy who worked for the Army, he worked for the FBI, working for another organization. That was a declaration of civil war in the info war. And where are they going to start with that civil war? Where are they going to fire the first shot? Well, they're going to fire it at InfoWars. It's coming from the government, folks. This is not a private company decision. They have been prodding these people to do this all from the very beginning. He goes on. He said, stopping the false information artillery barrage landing on social media users comes only when those outlets distributing bogus stories are silenced. Silence the guns, and the barrage will end. As this civil war rages on, he said, our country remains stalled in observation, halted by deliberation, and with each day, more divided by manipulative forces that are coming from afar. No, they're not. They're coming from D.C. That's where they're coming from. Unless you want to say that the NATO organizations are the ones who are behind this, They want to push this on to right. That the fact is that we have a civil war. That is absolutely true. And well before he said that, we had Hillary Clinton saying, it's an information war, and we're losing it. They've been losing this information war for quite some time. That's why CNN had to break cover. The CIA news network had to break cover, had to become agitators, not just propagandists, to try to shut down media organizations like InfoWars. They can't win this battle because they don't stand for liberty and they don't tell the truth. And so they have to shut down the people who do. Now, the socialists thought that they were the ones who were in the crossfires because, FBI is talking about shutting people down. That must be us. No. Socialism is cool now. Socialism, they haven't gotten the message yet. The government and the media love socialism. We have reached that point in the fourth turning. There is a repeating cycle in history. And you might want to understand where we are right now. You know, that was the Berkeley of, 50 years ago, where they had to pretend that they liked free speech. Now they've got the upper hand. And now they can come out and shut the other people down. Again, this was echoed by Chris Murphy. The quote now that everybody has seen, survival of our democracy depends on banning sites like InfoWars. InfoWars, he says, is the tip of a giant iceberg of hate and lies. It uses sites like Facebook and YouTube to tear our nation apart. How is that any different than what that former FBI agent was saying? It's a civil war. And Chris Murphy has just told you who he's coming after. These companies must do more than take down one website. The survival of our democracy depends on it. It is an information war. It is a civil war. And they own these companies. It's corporate crony fascism and censorship. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnenolone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all-new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenolone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, yerba mate, leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. It's got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
We knew it was coming. The whole thing was formulaic. First demonize InfoWars, lie about us, build a straw man, then sue us to add credibility to that, then have a few fake strikes on YouTube and Facebook with nebulous terms like bullying children and Islamophobia. And then voila, 2 weeks later, ban InfoWars completely off of dozens of major platforms where we were all in the top 5 or top 10 news feeds. Go to InfoWars.com/show. Subscribe to the free podcast. Just click on the link, whatever you're subscribing your podcast in, it'll pop up there. It's also critical to go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and give us your email so that we can stay in contact with you and send you videos and articles on our own platform. But whatever you do, tell folks about InfoWars.com/show, how they can download the free Android and iPhone apps, how they can then reach out to others with the information and point out, this is the verboten info. This is what they don't want you to see.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com. or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
I'm David Knight, and joining us now is Eric Peters. His website is epautos.com. And, of course, Eric Peters is my favorite car reviewer. I mean, he really gets into the details. He gives very witty, honest reviews. He doesn't kowtow to any automobile companies. He's actually had some of them push back against him because he tells the truth about their vehicles. It can be kind of hard to get a car when you tell the truth about their vehicles sometimes. That's the kind of honest reporting that he has. And it is far, far more honest, more detailed, and far, far wittier than you'll find on something like Consumer Reports. And he does it from a liberty standpoint as well. He also has a lot of articles about freedom. So I have Eric Peters on frequently to talk about automobiles and the future of transportation, because that affects your future of liberty. Mobility is very, very important. It's not just being able to communicate or shoot. It's also your ability to be able to move, to keep them from being able to control you. So that is vital. Eric was immediately on top of this, as Alex Jones was purged. He had an article called Silencing Alex for Openers. And I said to my producer, I said, get him. Let's talk to him as soon as possible. You know, Breitbart gets it. Eric Peters understands it. We hang together or we hang separately, folks. You know, I'm surprised that Daily Caller doesn't get it. You know, even people like Pat Buchanan say, hey, you know, look at this. The Empire is striking back. He understands where this is coming from. And Eric Peters at EP Autos does as well. Thank you for joining us, Eric.
Hey, Dave. I'm angry and upset about what's happened. But on the other hand, there is a silver lining to this. It indicates the desperation of the powers that be, these entities that control these social media platforms. And they've lost the proverbial InfoWars, and so they're trying simply to do what bullies always do and use force to just stomp anybody who disagrees with them.
That's right. That's right. Hillary Clinton announced that quite some time ago. It's an InfoWar, and we've lost it. And a couple of years ago, I just read the FBI agent, which is something that I missed, but the socialists picked up on it, of all people, because they thought they were going to be coming for them. He said, it's a civil war, and we have to silence the cannons on the other side by taking these sites down using social media. They laid their plan out there exactly. I think that perhaps they waited a little bit too long, and maybe this is going to backfire against them. I hope that it does.
I hope that it does, too. And also, I think that they've become so hysterical, it's become extraordinarily obvious to any fair-minded observer what's happening. If you look at, for example, CNN every day, and I have to couch this by saying, I am not defending President Trump. I'm not, you know, I'm a libertarian. I like some of the things that he's done. I don't like everything that he's done. But that said, literally every day, it is an orgiastic hate fest directed toward Donald Trump and everything the man does.
That's right. That's right. And so it actually works to his advantage, you know, because they're so over the top in their propaganda and their agitation, they become such pathetic shills for the other side that it actually works to his advantage, doesn't it?
Well, that's just it. And I think that fair-minded people who aren't necessarily very politically awake people but just want to, you know, read the news, they read and they view this stuff, and it really has begun to turn them off, and they're losing viewership. They're losing readership. And I think it's one of the reasons that Trump, with all of his flaws, was elected despite the overwhelming nudging and pushing and force-feeding of Hillary down people's throats.
That's right.
And, you know,
Because of that kind of stuff, I think. Exactly.
It's because of that kind of stuff. And I think all of this sort of ties into that. They can't get their message out. They can't convince people to support what they want to support. So the only thing that they can do now is to shut down and silence the opposition.
You know, I was talking, like I said earlier in the program, talking to my wife about this, and I said, I have always criticized CNN. They are a rich source of material for me to comment on. Their propaganda is very obvious, and how slanted they are is very obvious. But they've taken a different turn here. What they have done now is, because they can't win in the free marketplace of ideas, they have decided that they are going to campaign, and they've been doing this now for a couple of months, campaign for InfoWars to be taken down. And you know that after they get InfoWars down, they're going to go after Breitbart next, and on
sure.
and on and on. You know, it's always target, isolate, destroy, then the next, you know, repeat, rinse and repeat, and so forth. So that's what they're going to do. But I think that is absolutely reprehensible. And I've seen some little media figures that are, you know, a reporter on some small tech site or something like that, starting to beg for us to be taken off of, for example, Pinterest. Mm-hmm. I talked about that yesterday. Some guy with 1,000 Twitter followers started this campaign with Pinterest on Twitter to try to get us off, as if we needed to be on Pinterest. We don't need to be on there. And he was so proud of the fact that he got that. That is what has happened to journalism now. Mm-hmm. They want to destroy the other side, not argue with it. It's the tactics that we've seen from the Antifa millennials, that they just want to shut down and destroy anybody that disagrees with them.
That's it. And also, they're very dishonest about their tactics. I'm sure you've had the experience that I've had personally running my website, where you'll get a what they call a notice of violation from the entity, whatever it is, whether it's Facebook or Google. But it's always nonspecific. They never actually define what it is that you've supposedly done that they take issue with. You were accused, InfoWars was accused of peddling hate. Well, what does that mean exactly?
Yeah,
I'd really like some specificity. What exactly is the problem? And they never identify that.
As a matter of fact, with me, I was never even told what even the issue was. Was it something that I said that they determined to be hateful? Was it something that I said they determined to be racist? And it was no warning. It was like, we have a complaint. One person had a complaint? Or did this come from George Soros? Did it come from Hillary Clinton or the DNC? Who was the source of the complaint? I'm not allowed to know who my accusers are. I'm not allowed to know what the complaint is about. I am not even allowed to know what video it is. They just take down the entire channel of everything
That's
I've done
it.
Over the last
and,
year.
And that term hate has become synonymous with disagreement over whatever particular issue it is. So if you don't share their point of view, you're a hateful person.
That's right. That's right. Only if you only get a charge with that, however, if you are conservative. They're very careful about where they throw
That's
that
correct.
Term hate around. I mean, they can be as hateful as they want. Look at the New York Times new editor. Look at how hateful and repeatedly hateful her stuff was. She says, well, it was just a joke. Well, Roseanne Barr's not allowed to make a single joke.
Oh, you can a mere malaprop, the innocent misuse of a word. If, for example, somebody were to write in an article, well, he embraced the tar baby. You know, that's mm-hmm. an old term. Somehow mm-hmm. that becomes a racial affront, and that person would have been removed from their position, without doubt, within 24 hours.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that is a legitimate term. You're talking about tar baby. I'd say, you know, don't throw me in that briar patch. I say that all the time. I'm not
right.
making any kind of racial slurs against anybody, but they could construe it that way and take me down. Maybe that's why they have a problem with me. Maybe
that's
I said,
right.
don't throw me in that briar patch.
In the case of this New York Times person, there's no construing involved. You know, these are overt, specific, hateful, racist kinds of comments that she made.
Yes.
And she's still employed by, you know, the old gray lady, America's great newspaper.
That's right. And then we see the other side of what happened with James Gunn. You know, you had comments that he was making there, and he says, oh, it's just a joke about child rape and so forth, pedophilia that he does over and over again. Nobody talks about the fact, the comments, the filthy comments that he talked about how pleased he was, literally. It goes into great deal about how he took pleasure with a child porno tape that was sent in. But all the people in Hollywood say, hey, lighten up. We can't have too much political correctness. It seems like it is very, very narrowly defined for only one group. I want to see if you can hang on and come back after the break. We got to take a quick break here because I want to talk to you about what's going on with Tesla. We've had some interesting developments with Tesla in the last day or so. And one of the things that they're not talking about, of course, everybody's talking about the idea that Elon Musk may take it private. But what they're not talking about are the fact that the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety has said, you know, there's a lot of flaws in these electronic car safety systems. And Eric Peters has been pointing this kind of stuff out for a long time. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Eric Peters, EVAuto.com.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
Patrick in the great nation of Australia. You're on the air worldwide. Thanks for holding.
Hey, mate, I've been following you since I was 14, and I'm 32 now. I remember back when InfoWars and Prison Planet, it was just blue text on a white screen, and I had to load down the page on my dial-up internet, and I thought it was pretty cool, and read all the books and seen all the DVDs and followed all your guests, and I've been using your product since the first iteration of Survival Shield, and since then I'm on the X2, the Super Male Vitality, the Caveman, the Real Red Pill, Micro ZX Body. It's all amazing.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, and I wanted to say that by following you so much, it's like you're just detoxing the mind, you're detoxing the body, you're detoxing the spirit, and it just, the more you know God, the more you fear God, but the more you chase God. And I wanted to say that it's an honor to stand side by side with you, the crew, and the listeners out there, 1776 worldwide.
We knew it was coming. The whole thing was formulaic. First demonize InfoWars, lie about us, build a straw man, then sue us to add credibility to that, then have a few fake strikes on YouTube and Facebook with nebulous terms like bullying children and Islamophobia. And then voila, 2 weeks later, ban InfoWars completely off of dozens of major platforms where we were all in the top 5 or top 10 news feeds. Go to InfoWars.com/show. Subscribe to the free podcast. Just click on the link, whatever you're subscribing your podcast in, it'll pop up there. It's also critical to go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and give us your email so that we can stay in contact with you and send you videos and articles on our own platform. But whatever you do, tell folks about InfoWars.com/show, how they can download the free Android and iPhone apps, how they can then reach out to others with the information and point out, this is the verboten info. This is what they don't want you to see.
We are kept afloat only by your loyal patronage. And that's why we need you to go to the site now. If you're not in the market for one of our greatest nutraceuticals, please consider a contribution. $25, $50, $100, $250, or even $500 would be a godsend to our important work here to beat back the globalists and to destroy their campaign of censorship in which they want to strangle our First Amendment rights.
Hey, how would you like to take InfoWars with you wherever you go? Well, now you can do just that with the new official InfoWars app. And here's the best part. It is absolutely free. At the Apple Store and Google Play, you can join the InfoWar today. Check it out right now at InfoWars.com/app.
It's the InfoWars official app. Taken on the globalist at point blank range. And with your help spreading it, and with your help downloading it, we are unstoppable.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Eric Peters of epautos.com. He talks about cars, and he talks about liberty. More specifically, he talks about mobility and your ability to move around. But he does detailed car reviews if you're in the market for a car. He does very detailed, honest car reviews, the best, I think, anywhere on the internet. One of the things that Eric said, as I'm looking at this article that he came out, he understands freedom. He's a libertarian. And he has the title of the article is Silencing Alex, ... for openers. And he's got a quote from Voltaire. And I'm sure, Eric, they're going to tear down the Voltaire statues now.
Yeah.
But he says, to learn who rules over you, simply find out who you are not allowed to criticize. Boy, that's absolutely true. And the other thing that I like that Eric had in his, I'm just going to read from his article here because he's such a great writer. He says, there's no alternative media, not because there wasn't any alternative coverage. He says it was because it wasn't in the past technically or financially feasible to provide coverage. They needed to have the government work with them and so forth. Right? We're going to talk about that in just a moment with Elon Musk here. But he said it served the role, the mainstream media served the role of a kind of Potemkin village of authority. And I thought that's the perfect analogy, the Potemkin village. I think we should start calling them the Potemkin media. But, you know, it really is like a village. It's like the probably you remember this, Eric. The series by Patrick McGoohan called The Prisoner. You get in the village and they're looking at everything that you, that kind of Potemkin village. It's phony, but it's a complete surveillance village once you get inside of it.
Yeah, they were able back in the day when there were three major networks and a handful of major newspapers to create this false appearance of unanimity and to control the flow of information and to make sure that most people only read and heard what they wanted them to read and hear. And that created this sort of false consensus. And the internet destroyed that initially. It made it possible for someone like myself or, you know, an organization such as yourself to do on a shoestring budget something that in the past would have required multi-millions of dollars and a massive staff of people. And effectively, that made it impossible for anybody but the big corporate entities to be involved in the media. And that's how they controlled everything.
That's right. And if people liked your content, they would pass it along. And so they have to stop people from passing along your content if they don't like it. That's the whole point, and that's what this is really about, social media. And that's why it is so vital. That was the way that the information spread from a grassroots type thing. Well, let's talk about the other kind of Potemkin village that's being set up. It's really kind of like the smart cities, the self-driving cars and so forth. And at the center of this is the man that that's the first article that brought me to your website talking about Elon Musk as the king of crony capitalism. Mm-hmm. Absolutely true. And they're setting up another kind of Potemkin village with this whole fantasy about self-driving cars and making you freer. And it's also going to be another kind of village where they monitor everything that you do. But that's had some interesting turns in the last couple of days, hasn't it?
It has. In fact, over the last several months, both Tesla, the company, and Elon, the man, appear to be coming unglued. Even the mainstream media, the entities that have been shilling for him for years, have actually begun to publish articles that are less than flattering, pointing out some of the really glaring structural, fundamental financial problems with the company, technical problems with the cars, and then problems with Elon himself, his bizarre, erratic behavior, such as calling one of the people that was involved in trying to rescue those kids that were stuck in the cave a pedophile. Yeah. And of course, he gets away with that.
Yeah, he was kind of piqued about the fact that he didn't get to use his custom-designed submarine there.
Yeah, so naturally, if you don't immediately bow before Elon, you're a pedophile.
That's right. That's right. And so, you know, he's had those kinds of, like you said, he's coming unglued. And so is his manufacturing flaws. It's kind of interesting that he had, I forget what the exact term was, but it was something like factory prepared or something to pretend that he had made that pledge of production that he was going to have. And then they discovered that they were putting thousands of these cars into an isolated fenced-in parking lot because they weren't ready to be sold. They were Model 3 cars, and they've got a waiting list that's a couple hundred thousand long, but they're not selling these things because they're a Potemkin Model 3, aren't they?
Yeah, it's a kind of a ghost fleet. Yeah, order to ramp up his production, he ran cars through the line. The problem was they weren't fit for sale, even to the Tesla fanboys. They were so poorly put together and had so many problems. They decided what they needed to do to kind of throw it under the rug, so to speak, was to put them out in a field somewhere and hope nobody noticed while their techs went over and tried to correct all the problems with the cars that were made during their manufacture.
As one person pointed out on Twitter, he says, when it comes to electric vehicles, the Tesla Model 3 is outstanding in the field, literally. That's what they got.
That's brilliant. I love that.
Yeah. Let's talk about the way he's going to get this financed. Because, again, he has been the king of crony capitalism. I don't know what the current total is. A couple of years ago when you did that article, it was like $4 billion that he had gotten at that point.
It's up to 5.4 at this point.
Wow. Wow. And so now, with these problems and with the people on Wall Street looking at this and some of the investors saying, I think you've given us faulty guidance. It's not just that your autopilot doesn't work, but you've been giving investors faulty guidance as well. Now he's saying he's going to take it private. There were rumors a couple of weeks, two or three weeks ago, that he had George Soros that was going to kick in and give him some money. But now there are public statements, and he made this statement that really kind of set everything on fire yesterday with his stock, saying that there was a Saudi fund. I think it's controlled by the Saudi government that is now going to give him a lot of backing so that potentially he could take this private.
Yeah, well, he's freaking out about general media coverage of the shady financing and all of the other shady goings on. And I think he thinks that by going private, that he can kind of put a lid on all of that. That's the objective behind this. Now, I don't understand the motives of these entities, such as the one that you mentioned, the Saudi one, or anybody else who has their head screwed on right in terms of throwing money at this thing, because from everything that I know about it, it's never going to work out. He's never going to be able to make a profit selling the vehicles that he's currently got or any of the vehicles that are potentially in the pipeline for the next several years.
Yeah, as we've talked about before, it's one thing to do boutique cars and a small number, and people will put up because of the reputation that it's got, or because it's a unique thing, they'll put up with quality flaws or whatever. But if you want to try to mass produce something at a price point that the Model 3 was supposed to be at, of course, he said if we produced them at the mid $30,000 range, it would bankrupt us. So he hasn't produced any of those cars. He's completely loaded with all kinds of things, $60,000, $70,000. But if he were to try to compete, that's what people put their orders down for. He would be up against the auto manufacturers who are about to bring their electric cars online, and he doesn't have that kind of manufacturing expertise.
He does not. And what he's done is fundamentally fraudulent. He took thousands and thousands of deposits for this alleged $35,000 affordable Model 3, which he has yet to produce. None of the vehicles that he's produced to date are that $35,000 model. They're all the $40,000 model. And to my way of looking at it, that is a fraud. He represented that he would be able to produce this relatively affordable electric car. And again, I say relatively to emphasize $35,000 for most people is a lot of money. But nonetheless, he made that promise. And of course, he failed to deliver on that promise. And to me, that seems a fraudulent statement.
You know, I've got an article here from the AP that just came out. Testing finds flaws with car electronic car safety systems. I'm sure that's no surprise to you. You've talked about this and how complicated cars have become. We don't drive them anymore. As Rowan Atkinson said, we kind of manage them. And the question is, do these systems work? It is a very slippery slope. It's something that is not going to serve us well. But it's another reason why, besides just being a speculator, I think that George Soros might be interested in this, because it does give them a great deal of control over our mobility, doesn't it?
Well, total control. One thing about the Teslas that I find enormously alarming is that every Tesla that's out there is connected to the Tesla hive mind, meaning that they can send out code or whatever they want to from the hive mind to both update the car and, if they choose to shut the thing down remotely. They can do that at any time. And, if that becomes general practice, then all of our cars, which we supposedly own, are in fact owned by these corporate entities and the government, which increasingly it amounts to the same thing. And they can not only track our movements, but they can control our movements, even to the extent of simply shutting down the vehicles if they decide.
We've even had GM and John Deere and others say that because the Digital Millennium Copyright Act, that they own our cars forever, that we never own them, that they can we can't modify them in any way, shape, or form. Thank you so much for joining us. Yes, absolutely. Thank you. BPAutos.com.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure
deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber. And it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture FloraLife, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com. I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
I'm David Knight. You know, one of the best headlines I've seen last week, and I can't remember, sorry, whoever wrote this, I can't remember if it was Wall Street Journal or some business publication, but it's like, one simple trick to save $42.5 trillion. Just do this one simple thing. You know, you've seen all of those types of ads, and that what that was don't buy into the Bernie Sanders, Ocasio-Cortez economics. Because it's going to cost $42.5 trillion, even as Vox Media, a left-leaning outlet, puts it, for this kind of, just for the health care, free health care they're going to give everybody. No, it's not free. It costs $42.5 trillion with a T, trillion dollars. Somebody's got to pay for that. And, you know, that's where you're going to find this. Now, at the same time all this stuff is happening, How are they getting away with this? Well, like I said before, it's because they keep our kids ignorant and deliberately misinformed. Going back to the 1980s, you had Phyllis Schlafly and Charlotte Iserby wrote a book together, The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America. What were they talking about? They were talking about the newly formed Department of Education, and that newly formed Department of Education has been malforming our kids' minds ever since. It is a centralized curriculum that they can put together, and they're using that to push an agenda out of Washington. Ronald Reagan said he was going to get rid of that. It had just been created by Jimmy Carter. But instead of killing it, as I've said many times, he should have killed it like Rosemary's baby in the crib, but instead he nurtured it into adulthood. Ronald Reagan didn't keep his promise on that. And look at what it is doing to us, from Common Core to all kinds of crazy rules, to gender gaslighting of kindergarten kids. It's absolutely insane what's being pushed by the federal government. If we go back and we look at how Facebook, even though they ban us, Breitbart pointed out 2 days ago, but they have kept Antifa, and they have kept Louis Farrakhan and so forth. Yeah, Antifa. Here's a little bit of an Antifa gate. This is what we ought to call this. Some emails. This is a story from WND. Emails reveal that high school teachers in a tiny Boston suburb are plotting to hide their political bias from parents shortly after President Trump's inauguration. I think we ought to call this Antifa Gate because it's so similar to what we saw with Climate Gate. Remember they passed these emails around with each other in East Anglia, the Climate Research Center in East Anglia in the UK? And, of course, it also involved the guy who invented the phony hockey stick that's been used to so much profit by Al Gore. Michael Mann here in the United States. We fought for quite a while to get his emails released at the University of Virginia, where he was being paid, where he had published his research, where public policy had already been done. He goes, no, it's private. You can't see that. Just like the guy who organized the boycotts, Sleeping Giant, says, you can't know who I am, but I'm going to take down Breitbart. I'm going to take down InfoWars. I'm going to take down everybody. And as he selectively targets, destroys, and then repeats and he wants to rinse his identity at the same time. But what these people were doing was they were saying, instead of let's hide the decline, which is what they were doing part of ClimateGate, they said, hey, this data doesn't match our models. And, of course, they had a lot of wiggle room there, because when they start talking about climate, it isn't like you go out the next day and say, you predicted rain, or you predicted that it was going to be cold, and look at how hot it is. It's not like the weathermen. They have to really work hard on this. They're constantly working on their models and refining them. And they can test them and verify them and say, well, it worked here, but it didn't work here. What's wrong with the model? I went to the Meteorological Society, the American Meteorological Society, that when they had their convention here in Austin a few years ago. And there's a lot of science being done there, a lot of people working on it, and thousands of people there, hundreds of computer models that they were presenting on everything. But when you talk about climate, it's simply, I'm an authority, I teach at a brand name university, and you need to listen to me. No, you can't verify typically what I'm doing, because I'm talking about stuff that's going to be effects that are going to be seen decades or centuries away from now. So you can't verify, you just have to trust me because I know what I'm doing. I'm an authority. And when it comes to history, they want to do the same thing. They did have some data that disproved some of their models, and we've now got a lot more data that disproves a lot more of their models, and they don't want you to see that, and they're the next ones on the list. Oh, make no mistake about it. You've already got Media Matters, George Soros' organization, saying we've got to get these climate deniers. We've got to get them off of social media. We've got to shut them up. And they don't want you to see the decline. They don't want you to see the stuff doesn't work. Well, the people with this Antifa gate, these are high school teachers who teach history, and they don't want the kids to see the history. We got to hide the history. We got to hide what Voltaire said. We got to hide the foundations of real Western liberalism, when liberalism used to mean that they supported liberty. We got to hide that stuff, because then the people realize what a fraud we are. And they will see how the system that we're trying to impose on them, we'll see what that has done in the past to people. So this is history teachers at Newton North High School. They pledged to reject the call for objectivity in the classroom. They were pledged to bully conservative students for their beliefs. And they pledged to serve as liberal propagandists. Quote, unquote, that was their term in the email. This is discovered by, wait for it, a Russian Now, it wasn't the Russians who blew the whistle on Hillary Clinton. As I've said many times, if it was the Russians, we owe them a debt of gratitude. But it wasn't the Dirty Dozen who did it. It was a whistleblower talking about how dirty the DNC was and how they had rigged the election, how they had rigged the primaries. Not only rigging it inside the DNC, but rigging it with the superdelegates. They didn't want you to see that. And so they made up this Russiagate story. But this is actually a Russian. Ilya Fyodorov, I guess is the way you pronounce his name. He obtained the emails under a Massachusetts public records law. The exchanges came about in February 2017. They had new guidelines to avoid bias in teaching. And this is what the guidelines were. It said, for current controversial issues, such as health care, immigration, environmental policies, gun laws, teach students that there are different perspectives and present the reasoning of those who hold these different perspectives. Oh, no, can't do that. We are not going to have different perspectives. We're going to go full CNN. We're going to shut this down. We're the teachers. And so this one teacher email that they had there responded and said in an email, declared to the entire history department that he was concerned about this. He was concerned that the call for objectivity may inadvertently become the most effective destructive weapon against social justice. Oh, they don't want objectivity because objectivity and the truth are the enemies of the social justice warriors. Earlier, a history teacher, David Bedar, the one who had hosted an anti-Jewish event they talk about in this email thing here, also sent an email accusing Trump supporters of nativism, xenophobia, homophobia, etc. But he had hosted an anti-Jewish exhibit. And he charged that the other viewpoint that they're instructed might just be blatantly racist. And so as this Russian, who has escaped the Soviet Union, wrote about this, he said it reminded him of his childhood in the Siberian city of Tomsk, where he entered the fifth grade the year after the communist Soviet Union fell. Oh, yes, that's right. Americans haven't gotten that memo yet. They don't realize that Russia is not the Soviet Union. Do you realize that there is a movement in Russia to get Lenin out of Red Square? They've kept him there in a state of mummification to worship him there in Red Square all these years. And so many Russians are sick of it. They want to get him out of there. And there's about 30% of the people who identify with communism, a far lower percentage than you'll find in the Democrat Party. Certainly a far lower percentage than you'll find in the hierarchy of the Democrat Party. And he said, after the Soviet Union fell there, because remember, I think one of the reasons why the Democrats don't like the Russians anymore is because the Russians aren't as communist as the Democrats are. The Democrats loved Russia when it was run by Stalin. They were apologists for Stalin. The first vice president of FDR, before he's replaced by Truman, loved Stalin. I mean, he would have really taken us down the path right away. But, the problem with Russia is that not communist enough. After the Soviet Union fell, this guy was in the fifth grade. He said his teacher told the class she had nothing to teach them anymore because the old history books were useless. They were just full of Communist Party lies. He said, undaunted by the failures of their comrades in the Soviet Union and other socialist hellholes, left-wing activists are dug in at all stages of the American educational process, from preschool to graduate school, where they seek to replicate the Soviet Union's abuse of its children's minds with lurid lies. In the Soviet Union, I've seen what young people could be turned into, what I myself could be turned into. Trust me, America hasn't seen anything yet. But of course, the teacher, who was an adult, had seen through those lies. The people in Russia had said, Pravda? There's no truth in Pravda. Izvestia, which is Russian for news, there's no news in Izvestia. Even when they had a monopoly and propagandized people, they could see through it, just as you've seen through CNN. That's why they have to try to shut us down. Stay with us. We'll be right back. David Knight.
We are kept afloat only by your loyal patronage, and that's why we need you to go to the site now. If you're not in the market for one of our greatest nutraceuticals, please consider a contribution. $25, $50, $100, $250, or even $500 would be a godsend to our important work here to beat back the globalists and to destroy their campaign of censorship in which they want to strangle our First Amendment rights.
Hey, how would you like to take InfoWars with you wherever you go? Well, now you can do just that with the new official InfoWars app. And here's the best part. It is absolutely free. At the Apple Store and Google Play, you can join the InfoWar today. Check it out right now at InfoWars.com/app.
It's the InfoWars official app. Taken on the globalist at point blank range, and with your help spreading it, and with your help downloading it, we are unstoppable.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pau d'Arco bark, and grapeseed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful micro-balancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. In a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. As I was just talking about the failures of socialism, the economic failures of socialism. You have to understand, as one person put it, I thought this is a great way to look at this. The failing pension crises. And I talked about this at the same time all this stuff was coming out. We had a lot of different estimates of what this Medicaid for everybody was going to cost. That's what they want to call their single payer, a single controller. Let's think of it that way. A single controller of your health care. You like that idea? Oh, it's great if Washington's going to pay for your health care, but what if they control your access to it? What if they decide that because you're too old or you're too white or whatever that you don't get medical care? I mean, is that really beyond the imagination of what could come out of Washington? Certainly the age thing has already been talked about openly. They may have other types of criteria. Maybe you're too conservative to get health care. I mean, that's what we're going to see. We've seen that already in China. They will shut you down if they don't like your politics. They will shut you down from moving, from getting a job, getting health care, whatever. They control your life. And so what we're talking about here is not single-payer health care, but single-controller health care. And how is it going to be paid for? What is the history of these different people? Look at when they start handing out benefits. Look at the unfunded pension programs, the state pension programs. Yes, Social Security is a Ponzi scheme. It was always that way, as I've said many times. They picked the age of 65 in Germany where they first did it. Bismarck knew that that was life expectancy in Germany. They've had to move it up in Russia by several years. It used to be 55 for women. They moved it to 60. It used to be 63, I think, for men. They moved it to 65 because they can't afford it. It's a lie. It's a Ponzi scheme. You know, that's what, to put a single word on it, you know, Margaret Thatcher said, eventually you run out of other people's money. Well, that's the definition of a Ponzi scheme, right? Socialism is a Ponzi scheme. Put it in shorthand of what Margaret Thatcher said, what reality is. Well, the reality is that they can't provide pensions for their government workers. You know, hey, yeah, let's just, okay, sure, yeah, I like you guys. You'll vote for me. I'll give you a raise. I'll give you a more generous pension. Well, who's going to pay for that? They've got over $450 billion of unfunded pension liability in California, for example. And Connecticut, where they have the highest per capita income, they have a massive amount of debt there that they cannot afford. So it's going to amount to about $75,000 per household in order to pay for these unfunded pensions. And as they point out, it is a stealth mortgage on your house. Think of it that way, a stealth mortgage on your house. Because they point out in this article from Zero Hedge As Milton Friedman famously said, the only thing that is more mobile than the wealthy people is their capital. They're going to get out of there, and they're going to get their money out of there. And it is a stealth mortgage on the middle class. You don't have that kind of mobility capability that the wealthy do. You're going to be stuck with the taxes. And folks are not just leveraging new mortgages on your house with their socialist programs. I mean, this is just with the already existing state pension plans. This isn't any new socialist schemes about single controller health care. And this isn't including the new schools that are going to be built for all the foreign students that they want to bring in here as new voters because their country doesn't want to pay for their education. As I said, just the number of people that they knew about crossing the border, the number of children that they knew about crossing the border, is enough that given the average size of a school here in Texas, every 2 days we would have to build a new school if all the people coming into this country were coming into Texas. But across this country, that's the equivalent of what's having to be done. And they're giving the right to vote on school bond issues in California to these people who are not citizens. They don't only come here to get a free education, but they get to decide how much we're going to spend on their free education. So you're getting a second mortgage, a third mortgage, maybe a fourth stealth mortgage on your home from these Democrats. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced, four-stage, compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220-plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad-spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
At the bottom of the hour, and I got a little bit more to say about NATO's involvement in the censorship on social media, as well as the rest of the government, the Pentagon, and so forth. I've talked about this a little bit before. Folks, if you think that this is something that simply is a decision by three or four gigantic multinational companies that want to control the internet, if you think that that's not a problem. You should understand that that is a problem if that's all that there is to this. But you should understand that there is more to it than that. They are maybe, in my opinion, I think, and I'll make the case for this, I think they are the penultimate cause, and that the ultimate cause is coming from our government itself, the deep state, same people coming after President Trump. A good example of this is the die spy. As I talked about, you know, driving Miss Feinstein. Or driving Miss Di, Diane or whatever, you know, the driving Miss, the chauffeur spy, the Chinese spy stuff. And as Gateway Pundit and others have pointed out, for years, she was warned about this particular individual, they think. We don't really know who this individual is, do we? Because they're still hiding the information. Why are they doing that? What are we concerned about? We're not allowed to know the name of this individual, the Feinstein campaign will not, or spokesperson will not say who exactly this person is. I mean, it's bad enough that 5 years ago we had Dianne Feinstein, who, if you believe that she was just an innocent victim, even though she was chair of the Senate Intelligence Committee at the time, so she really wasn't on the lookout. You would think, wouldn't you, that maybe somebody like Hillary Clinton, who is the Secretary of State, be extremely aware of national security issues. Now, you might think that Dianne Feinstein, who was the head of the Senate Intelligence Committee, would be extremely aware of national security issues, wouldn't you? And a little bit suspicious, but no, not at all. And so if you want to believe them, they were just simply amiable dunces. Well, take away the amiable part, because neither Feinstein or Hillary are amiable, just dunces, okay? I think there's far more than that. And as we see this story resurfacing, it comes out at a time that her husband has been exposed for having big multi-million dollar deals with Chinese firms. And then this is happening at the same time. Kind of like what we saw with the Missouri senator who is running for re-election. And as her husband was exposed, a Democrat senator, as her husband was exposed, having some conflict of interest issues, $130 million was the figure that came up. She says, I was hacked by the Russians. Is that okay now? You know, virtue signaling. I'm a good guy. The Russians tried to hack me. I got a phishing attack. It's like, seriously, who doesn't get a phishing attack on a daily basis? Does that mean that it's Russian intelligence? If that is what they are reduced to, we don't have too much to worry about. I mean, the first Guccifer got into all these people stuff. He didn't work for Russian intelligence. He wasn't even a software guy. He didn't know anything. He just took guesses at their passwords and got in, so forth. But anyway, as we look at this, she comes out with this and says, well, I was a victim of this, just as we had the Missouri Democrat say she was a victim. I think there's far more to this than that. But there was an interesting point raised by several different publications. The Wall Street Journal said that why is it that if it's an issue with President Trump and the FBI suspected that there was somebody working in collusion with the Russians, why did they not warn President Trump about that? President Trump has asked that for a long time. He says, well, if that was the case, why didn't you warn me? You know, if you have a situation, if Rod Rosenstein wasn't trying to politically undermine the president, then why would he have a press conference? Why wouldn't he tell that to the president privately? Why would he grandstand about that to undermine the summit that was coming up in Helsinki? But going back to the election, why would the FBI not tell him if they suspected that there were some criminals there? Instead, they used that to come after him. But in the case of Dianne Feinstein, they warned her about it. And then they took no action about it. Isn't that an interesting double standard? A very, very interesting double standard. And then there's more. The Hill points out that in the case of the dossier and the Trump meeting, you know, there's this Trump meeting that is supposed to be so criminal. President Trump says, look, you know, his son was given information that something was happening with an opponent. It's totally legal. It's done all the time in politics, and it didn't go anywhere. People are all the time getting opposition research on the other side. And the Hill says, well, the media has largely ignored that Hillary Clinton and her campaign spent a huge amount of money to fund efforts of a former British spy, Christopher Steele, to gather dirt on Trump, including information from Russian government and intelligence figures, if it is correct. In other words, here's the problem with Hillary Clinton's dirty dossier, or the filthy fiction, as I like to call it, because it's not a dossier. Don't dignify it with a dossier. That's what these guys always use. James Clapper, just before he committed the famous lie, no, sir, we're not spying on any American people. No, no, not doing that intentionally. Well, before that, he said, I have a dossier thing here. Oh, whoa, dossier. Well, okay, we'll leave that alone. Let's bow down and worship, because he's got a dossier. He's probably got it in his attaché case, right? And it's probably if you open it up without the right code, it blows up like From Russia with Love. Anyway, the bottom line is that either Hillary Clinton manufactured this thing with the help of foreign intelligence services in London and the CIA and Langley, and shopped it around illegally with John McCain and the FBI to illegally obtain a search warrant, or if it was legit, she was colluding with foreign Russian sources to try to undermine Trump. Isn't that what they're accusing Trump of in the Trump Tower meeting? That he met with foreign sources to collude with them on how to get Hillary Clinton? How is that different? Good question from the Hill. As he points out, if the Russians had evidence of criminal conduct by Hillary Clinton, her campaign or her family foundation, the Trump campaign had every reason to want to know about it. That is precisely what the Clinton campaign spent millions of dollars to do, supposedly talking to Russians and other foreigners who were investigating Trump. Clinton and her surrogates would be equally guilty in using a former foreign spy to gather information on Trump from foreign sources, including Russians. It's amazing the double standard that we have seen with Hillary Clinton's dirty dossier, her filthy fiction, and the double standard that we've seen with the spying chauffeur of Dianne Feinstein. Yeah, we'll warn Dianne Feinstein and we'll take no further action about this. And we won't hold Hillary Clinton to any standard, even though she spent millions and a great deal of time on all of this information to create all of this stuff. One meeting where they go and they say, there's nothing here, this stinks, we're not going to do anything. One meeting, and they want to impeach Trump over that. That's absolutely amazing. So the question is, who is behind all this stuff here? Who is weaponizing all of this? Zero Hedge has an article by Mike Krieger of Liberty Blitzkrieg. He said, in a corporatist system of government, where there is no meaningful separation between corporate power and state power, corporate censorship is state censorship. You understand? You can argue what is the head and what is the tail. But he's pointing out there really isn't any difference. It's one beast. He said, legalized bribery in the form of corporate lobbying and campaign donations has given wealthy Americans the ability to control the U.S. government's policy and behavior, while ordinary Americans have no effective influence. And they're going to take away that influence, folks, by shutting down your ability to pass information around. That's what the social media are doing, the anti-social media are doing. He also says, large influential corporations are inseparable from the state. So their use of censorship is inseparable from state censorship. Think about that, liberals, as you applaud the private action of the world's richest corporation and most powerful corporation to censor speech on the internet. It's really state censorship, no matter how you look at it. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
We knew it was coming. The whole thing was formulaic. First demonize InfoWars, lie about us, build a straw man, then sue us to add credibility to that, then have a few fake strikes on YouTube and Facebook with nebulous terms like bullying children and Islamophobia. And then voila, 2 weeks later, ban InfoWars completely off of dozens of major platforms where we were all in the top 5 or top 10 news feeds. Go to InfoWars.com/show. Subscribe to the free podcast. Just click on the link, whatever you're subscribing your podcast in, it'll pop up there. It's also critical to go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and give us your email so that we can stay in contact with you and send you videos and articles on our own platform. But whatever you do, tell folks about InfoWars.com/show, how they can download the free Android and iPhone apps, how they can then reach out to others with the information and point out this is the verboten info. This is what they don't want you to see.
Staying healthy on the go is just as important as staying healthy at home. But sometimes supplements don't work fast enough. That's why InfoWars Life has created a powerful new addition to the Super Blue line. Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Available in 1 ounce, 3.5 ounce, and 16 ounce bottles,
Immune Gargle is perfect for the bathroom, kitchen, or wherever you go. The incredible new purifying formula is dentist recommended for daily use whenever you feel like you need to stay clean. As a powerful hand purifier or oral cleansing formula, just a small spray will help you stay clean when you feel surrounded by toxins. With powerful yet simple ingredients, Immune Gargle features Silver Soul Nano Silver for a powerful cleansing alternative. With Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle, staying toxin-free is easy and affordable. Help stop the spread of toxins and stay healthy with Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Only available at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. Joining us in the next segment will be Lionel. Interesting to see what he has to say about what's happened in the last couple of days. But I want to continue with what I was saying about this article by Mike Krieger, Liberty Blitzkrieg. I found it on Zero Hedge here. And he's pointing out there is no difference between these large multinational corporations censoring people and the government censoring people, because they are so closely related to each other. He said, large, influential corporations are inseparable from the state. So their use of censorship is inseparable from state censorship. This is why I tweeted out yesterday. I said, it's kind of interesting, isn't it, that the left, which always used to talk about peace, you know, they were anti-war, they were free speech, they're all about love and so forth, right? They hated McCarthyism. Now they're embracing the tactics of McCarthyism. Now they're embracing war. And they want to go to war with anyone that they hate. They want to go to war with the Russians and so forth. But mostly, the fact that they would now be looking at corporations as their savior, because the corporations will attack the people that they hate for them. Oh, it's private property. They never made that argument when it was one small baker. No, no, no. But when it's a multinational corporation that essentially controls the internet, three or four of them, and they all do the same thing on the same day without any explanation or justification. Nothing had changed. They won't tell us. They won't tell me what they have a problem with. I'd never gotten any warnings whatsoever. I was just banned because of a complaint, quote unquote. Don't know what that complaint even is. Was it hate? Was it violence? Was it language? You know what a filthy mouth I have here. I just can't control it. So what did they object to? I don't know. But as he goes on to say, this is especially true, the fact that there's no difference between the state and these large corporations. This is especially true of the vast mega corporations of Silicon Valley, whose extensive ties to U.S. intelligence agencies are well documented. They've got grants from the CIA and the NSA. I've told you many times about how LifeLock, you know, everybody got creeped out about the fact that DARPA and had this program called Total Information Awareness. They said, we don't think we want you to do it. All right, we'll change the name, make you feel better about it. And then they had another project called LifeLog, where they're going to keep track of every detail about your life and keep that permanently. It's going to go on your permanent record. It's going to be held in a secret place so they can put you on a no-fly list if they misconstrue it or something. And you will never know why you can't travel. And you'll never know how to get off of it. You'll never be allowed to confront those who are accusing you. You won't even be allowed to know what the charges are against you. That's the way the no-fly list works. That's the way the drone kill list works. I reported about a black American who is a reporter in Syria. They put him on the no-fly list. They've made several attempts at him. They've gotten very close. Five attempts. He didn't realize it until the third attempt that they were after him. Because there's no due process in America. I don't have a problem with somebody who's a terrorist being killed with a drone attack. If they're American citizen, however, there should be due process before you just go out and assassinate people. That's what John Brennan and Barack Obama did. Their matrix, their disposition matrix that they created. Anyway, these people created LifeLog, and they shut that down on the same day that Facebook was created. And if you look at the people who are sitting on these venture capital firms, the people who are in charge of DARPA. You remember liberals when you tried to shut down the Rockefeller monopoly? Maybe you don't, but it was the liberals, your daddies and granddaddies. They thought that they could regulate monopolies out of existence. And instead, what Rockefeller did was he created interlocking directories and kept moving on as he wanted to. Well, that's the same thing that we've got now, essentially, with DARPA. These interlocking directories and the venture capital firms. Of course, they're very upfront about the fact that CIA has got Incutel. They were involved in some of this stuff as well, openly. That's their venture capital firm. But then you also have people who are at the top of DARPA that were sitting on the venture capital firms that were funding Facebook. And the day that Facebook started, they took down LifeLog. Why? Because they don't have to do it. It's being done for them by Facebook. And they don't have to take the political heat. So they're getting grants from the CIA, the NSA. I would argue that they're even being venture, not just that, but they're getting venture capital funding that started for this express purpose, folks. Having your site's content regulated by NATO's propaganda arm. I'll tell you about that in a minute. You don't get to pretend that you're a private, independent corporation if you do that kind of stuff that is separate from government power. And here's the takeaway, folks. He says, it's possible in the current system to have a normal business that's worth a few million dollars. But if you want to get to the billions of dollars in wealth control in a system where money translates directly to political power, you need to work with existing power structures like the CIA and the Pentagon, or else they'll work with your competitors instead of with you. That's exactly where we are. Even in this environment where you have the internet and we have the rise of alternative media and we have the social media, which is the way that people can pass around our information, Alex Jones is able to take InfoWars up to the millions of dollars level. And at that point, he has to be shut down. And the CIA and the Pentagon will work with our competitors, CNN and the like, to make sure that we are shut down. That is precisely what is going on now. If you don't understand that, you don't really understand what is going on here. So where is NATO in all of this? You know, we've got, as I've told you before, you know, that conspiracy site Reason, they exposed the fact that you had Mark Warner drafting a policy paper, potential policy proposals for regulation of social media and technology firms. Yes. They see the social media, all these people who are trolling me on it. It's a private corporation. They can do whatever they want. It's like, well, he doesn't think so. He thinks that they are essential facilities. And the law wouldn't mandate that they offer the service for free. They would just make sure that it's done on a non-discriminatory basis or whatever. They would regulate what is done. But they want to know where you are, who you are as you're on the internet. And they want control of these different things. Well, they've got control now, don't they? Now, I put out a poll a little while ago on my Twitter account, Libertarian, and I asked people, I said, question, NATO is A, vital defense from Russia, B, an obsolete boondoggle, or C, a source of third world chaos? Now, interestingly enough, most people said it's an absolute boondoggle. Now, that is true. But it is also, and more importantly, it is a source of third world chaos and of government censorship. You know, all this stuff with President Trump trolling NATO, it is a gold mine for the U.S. military complex. But I want to point out this article from Zero Hedge. A four-person NATO-funded team has been advising Facebook on flagging propaganda. I just talked about last couple of days. I talked about this game that was funded by NATO. So that you could get in the role of being a news editor and you could decide what was fake news and what wasn't. And they called it News Hero, right? And nobody cared about it. But this goes beyond that. As they point out in the article, during a week that has witnessed Alex Jones's social media accounts taken down by Facebook, Apple, Spotify, and Gulag, what appears to be a growing crackdown against alternative media figures, including several prominent libertarians, notably the Ron Paul Institute director and so forth. It has come out that the Atlantic Council is directly advising Facebook on identifying and removing foreign interference on the popular platform. Facebook is now a top donor to the Atlantic Council. Do you see how this is? You can't tell the head from the tail. Now they come in and they say, well, you know, if you want to do business as at a billion-dollar level, you're going to do what we tell you to do. And part of what they tell them to do is to give them money. And then they will come back in and say, well, we've identified this group, according to Reuters, using the group to take down sites. Now, that's exactly what they're using it for. We'll be right back.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnenolone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenolone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimante leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. It's got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Let's make government small enough to fit in the Constitution. It's The Real News with your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I was just informed that our free app, our InfoWars app, is now not only the number three app, it was 47 two or three days ago before they started this purge. It is now the number three app at the iTunes store, the Apple App Store, and it is the number one trending app. And a new poll from the New York Times said that 78% of the people don't want to see this go any further. They think that they've had enough of the censorship. It's kind of interesting, a poll that the Daily Beast took, where they talked to Republicans and said 43% of Republicans want to give Trump the power to shut down media. Well, that's kind of interesting, isn't it? Isn't that kind of a reversal? Where you've got the Republicans begging government to censor, and you've got the Democrats begging corporations to censor. And, of course, the Democrats who are doing this is far more than 43% of the Democrats. I think it's more like 100% of the Democrats, especially the people who are the grassroots people. They really want to destroy anybody that they have a disagreement with. But I think that's a really sad state of affairs when we've got 43% of the GOP that wants to censor media. You can disagree with CNN, but you shouldn't take them down. CNN can disagree with us, but they should not be advocating for our removal, which is what they've continued to do and what they continue to do with this app. It's absolutely amazing to me. What a bunch of shills they are for the CIA. Absolutely amazing. And I'm going to get back to that in just a moment when we talk about NATO's role in this. I want to give you some comments from Nigel Farage and from Ron Paul. But before I do, real quickly, I want to remind you of the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com, the things that we do sell. We give away that app. That's for free. And we do have some products that we put down on sale. Of course, a lot of other products, all the products are still there that we've always sold. But we have 40% off of Winter Sun. That's our vitamin D formulation. And you need to make sure that you keep up your vitamin D even in the summer. It's not just a winter thing. We call it Winter Sun because people are typically indoors. But as I pointed out here in Texas, many of us are indoors right now because of the heat. So make sure that you've got sufficient vitamin D. It helps. It's essential to the health of your immune system. You can get that 40% off. Also, vitamin B12, a liquid formulation. Secret 12 is what we call it. You don't have to take B12 injections. You can get the same effect with vitamin B12, our Secret 12, at 40% off. Finally, we have a special for our Real News audience here. We have 20% off of both the original and immune support Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee. That is non-GMO. It's 100% Arabica blend, and you can get 20% off with the code Real News. Use the code Real News to save 20% off of Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee in both original and immune support. All right, let's talk about what Rand Paul had to say. I'm sorry, Ron Paul. And I'm sure that Rand Paul will say the same thing when he gets back in country. Ron Paul was talking about this censorship, and he said, truth is treason in the empire of lies. Here's Ron Paul.
That's a good question, because that is a real mixed bag. The social media, in one sense, is a real delight. There's a lot of information out there. I have benefited by it. But it originated with a lot of government assistance, and the biggest role that social networks play is working with the government and giving the government the information. They do the work for the NSA. So it's a mixed bag. They call themselves private companies. The libertarian says, we don't regulate private companies, and yet it's so mixed. So the only thing I can hope for under these conditions is that maybe the market will devise something that can become an alternative. But when you look at the strength and the power and the regulation of speech, and indirectly we're talking about the government, and the reason that I think happens is that you get accused of treasonous activity and treasonous speech, and because in an empire treason is in an empire of lies, the truth is treason. So when people blurt out the treason on the internet, it's not like they're saying something mean and ugly. It's the things challenging the status quo is what they can't stand, and it unnerves them. So they have to silence people. So it's more likely for an individual like myself to be silenced because I represent a challenge to the status quo. But if anybody understands our First Amendment, the First Amendment isn't there to talk about the weather. The First Amendment is there for us to be able to challenge our government. But if we do that now, whether it's direct regulation from the government or indirectly through social media, we have a real challenge. I'm just hoping that technology can stay ahead of it all and that we can have alternatives to the dependency on Twitter and these other companies that have been working hand in glove with the government.
Well, some critics are saying that these new policies of Twitter expose it as being a project of the Democratic Party. Do you think there's any truth to that?
Yeah, well, you know, overall, I think the parties are a farce. Our policies don't change from Republicans to Democrats. They all love big spending. They like regulation. They like the NSA, the TSA. They like the Federal Reserve. They like printing money.
That's right. He's pointing out the difference between the two parties is really not that big. And the difference between the government and these mega corporations that all acted together in concert is not really that big. And when it comes to war, when it comes to the military-industrial complex, you will find that the establishment Democrats and the establishment Republicans agree. And when it comes to censorship of anybody that criticizes that military-industrial complex, that criticizes that vast surveillance network of the public, you'll find that the people in Silicon Valley and the people in Washington, D.C. all agree. They're all in agreement. I talked about this earlier in the last segment. The fact that you've got a four-person NATO-funded team that is advising Facebook on what is propaganda and what is real news. And, of course, they said that this group was part of, this is reported by Reuters, Facebook is using that group to enhance its investigation of foreign interference. Last week, the company said it took down 32 suspicious pages and accounts. Now, while some U.S. officials, this was reported by Reuters, while some U.S. officials said that they were likely, the work was likely the source of Russian agents, Facebook said, well, we don't know for sure. Now, let's put that in perspective. You know, when we look at the push on all of this, going back to this article by Liberty Blitzkrieg, he said, let's clear up something that's up front that's extremely important. The narrative that three tech giants, Apple, Google, Facebook, all decided independently and simultaneously at the same time, after decades of Alex Jones being on, they all decided at exactly the same time, within a couple of hours of each other, to deplatform Alex without any threats, without any pressure from U.S. politicians, without any other powerful forces behind the scenes. That, folks, is a pure fantasy, especially when we know that NATO has been working on this stuff, funding various ways to control speech. They've been talking about their programs. Anybody that pays any attention to our programs knows that. We have exposed that. That's why they don't want us there. And so he goes on to say, this isn't private companies doing that private company thing. You know, that's what the Democrats are out there now cheerleading this. The Democrats who hate private companies, who hate corporations, who hate the biggest corporations, who are always talking about income inequality. They are cheerleading this, but it's not this. Okay, this is not even what it is. They supposedly love this, but as Robert Perry noted back in September, he had a he was looking at the post. Was Facebook pressured into finding something to implicate Russia? He said, the article purports to give the inside story how Facebook belatedly came to understand that they had played a key role in the U.S. election that was rigged by Russian meddling. And it included direct interventions by President Obama and Senator Mark Warner, the same guy who had that statement saying, hey, they are essential public facilities and we got to regulate them and so forth. They kept calling Facebook back again and again and again. And as you point out, eventually Facebook said, you know, we found $100,000 in ads. So they eventually got the answer they wanted. We'll be right back.
We are kept afloat only by your loyal patronage, and that's why we need you to go to the site now. If you're not in the market for one of our greatest nutraceuticals, please consider a contribution. $25, $50, $100, $250, or even $500 would be a godsend to our important work here to beat back the globalists and to destroy their campaign of censorship in which they want to strangle our First Amendment rights.
Hey, how would you like to take InfoWars with you wherever you go? Well, now you can do just that with the new official InfoWars app. And here's the best part. It is absolutely free. At the Apple Store and Google Play, you can join the InfoWar today. Check it out right now at InfoWars.com/app.
It's the InfoWars official app. Taken on the globalist at point-blank range. And with your help spreading it, and with your help downloading it, we are unstoppable.
We knew it was coming. The whole thing was formulaic. First demonize InfoWars, lie about us, build a straw man, then sue us to add credibility to that, then have a few fake strikes on YouTube and Facebook with nebulous terms like bullying children and Islamophobia. And then voila, 2 weeks later, ban InfoWars completely off of dozens of major platforms where we were all in the top 5 or top 10 news feeds. Go to InfoWars.com/show. Subscribe to the free podcast. Just click on the link, whatever you're subscribing your podcast in, it'll pop up there. It's also critical to go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and give us your email so that we can stay in contact with you and send you videos and articles on our own platform. But whatever you do, tell folks about InfoWars.com/show, how they can download the free Android and iPhone apps, how they can then reach out to others with the information and point out, this is the verboten info. This is what they don't want you to see.
Patrick, in the great nation of Australia, you're on the air worldwide. Thanks for holding.
Hey, I've been following you since I was 14, and I'm 32 now. I remember back when InfoWars and Prison Planet, it was just blue text on a white screen, and I had to load down the page on my dial-up internet, and I thought it was pretty cool, and read all the books and seen all the DVDs and followed all your guests, and I've been using your product since the first iteration of Survival Shield, and since then I'm on the X2, the Super Male Vitality, the Caveman, the Real Red Pill, Micro ZX Body. It's all amazing.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, and I wanted to say that by following you so much, it's like you're just detoxing the mind, you're detoxing the body, you're detoxing the spirit, and it just, the more you know God, the more you fear God, but the more you chase God. And I wanted to say that it's an honor to stand side by side with you, the crew, and the listeners out there, 1776 worldwide.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. As we were saying, you've got the Atlantic Council, which you'll find all the big hitters in the globalist establishment, people like Henry Kissinger and others, that ilk, hang out there. And, of course, they have been funding, along with NATO, these research organizations that are advising Facebook on censorship, right? And, providing some funding. You know, these people give venture capital funding to Facebook, and then Facebook returns the favor and kicks money back to these organizations. So there's this circular thing here, funding of censorship, of control. And we have these large corporations, again, they're not allowed to do business if they don't play footsie with the deep state. So it's kind of hard to tell where one begins and the other one ends. Facebook donated an undisclosed amount to the lab back in May. That was enough, said the person who runs it, to vault the company to the top of the Atlantic Council's donor list, along with the British government, which you can always count on to be at the center of disinformation. That is what we're looking at here. Along with the fact, as I pointed out, you had Facebook brought in repeatedly. Well, have you found anything about those Russian jets? Well, I think you need to look again. I think you should look again, Mr. Zuckerberg, especially if you don't want to see some legislation coming at you. Oh, yes, we found $100,000, and I'm sure that was enough over a two-year period. I think we've identified $100,000, and that would be enough to throw the election, even though Hillary Clinton probably spent about $1 billion just by her immediate campaign. No, folks, this is coming from the shadow government. It's coming from the CIA. And if you want to know just how bad this is going to get, there's an article from Breitbart talking about how Facebook now wants to get information, wants to get financial information from you. I talked yesterday. I think it was yesterday. It might have been Monday. I said, hey, we're going to have to start calling them Face Bank because they want to get into the banking industry. They want to actually start doing financial transactions, all this other kind of stuff. They want to get in there for the money, the big money there. And whenever you get these people going in and start embedding themselves into the banking system, that's when things really get dangerous. So the Wall Street Journal pointed out that some of their competitors, because these other banks are starting to get worried about it. You know, Gary Cohen, Goldman Sachs, he's kind of worried about Facebook. Oh, they're a threat. They're concerned. Yeah, they're concerned about Facebook. JP Morgan, Chase, Wells Fargo, Citigroup, U.S. Bank Corp. They said, while one large U.S. bank pulled away from talks due to privacy concerns, they were all asked by Facebook to turn over information about customers to Facebook. And they're reluctant to do this, and they're blowing the whistle on this, reports the Wall Street Journal, because they see Facebook as a competitor bank. But there's other issues involved with this because of the way that Facebook uses your data. The social network, reveals the Wall Street Journal, has been asking major banks to, quote, share detailed financial information about their customers, including card transactions, checking account balances, as part of an effort to offer new services to users. One of the ways that they're selling this, of course, is fraud alert. We'll tell you if there's any fraud being done on your account. And, of course, that's the same way that they want to push the biometric databases that they're creating on everybody. Let us use your face to get onto Facebook. That'll be the thing that'll be secure. It'll protect you from fraud. And now we're going to get all the information about all of your credit cards and your checking account balances and everything because, you know, fraud. Maybe we should just call them fraud book. Fraud bank. That's it. You can combine the face bank with the fraud book or whatever. Facebook has told banks that the additional customer information could be used to offer services that might entice users to spend more time on Messenger. So there you go. Yeah, that's where that's going. Now, there was another article that was on Breitbart, and this is put out by A.W.R. Hawkins, who is a gun writer there at Breitbart. And he's looking at this. If Facebook gets in here and gets all this financial information, how are they going to use it? And he says, well, you know, remember over the last, going back to the end of March, over the last several months, here are the things that have been done by banks to come after your Second Amendment rights. You had Citibank. Had new corporate gun controls that would bar gun store owners from selling high-capacity magazines. You had the Interfaith Center on Corporate Responsibility that has $634 billion in assets. They joined a gun control push by urging investors to cut all their ties with the NRA. You had the Bank of America chose to refuse financing to companies that make AR-style guns and so forth and so on. So he says, well, in this climate, where the banks are trying to use their financial clout to come after the NRA or gun stores or gun owners, what are they going to do with this information that they get about people? Can you imagine what Facebook would do if they get even more clout by becoming a bank and by getting information about your bank account? What happens, he says, if Facebook learns that certain Facebook users do business with gun manufacturers or with ammunition makers? What if Facebook learns that certain users manufacture high-capacity magazines? Or that if you are interested in a 3D printer, what are they going to do with that information? WND says, you know, what are they going to do to Christians when they look at this stuff? They point out that Alex is a good starting point for censorship because These people are all in line with the Southern Poverty Law Center. Apple, Google, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Amazon, they all have in common a love of and reverence for this extremist brand of smear merchants who never met anyone right of center of the political spectrum they didn't label as a hater, a fascist, a Nazi, a racist, including, of course, President Trump. So first, the digital cartel would come for Alex Jones because they don't like conservatives. They don't like Christian information. So yeah, that's what they're going to come for. They're going to use this, folks. It's not just going to be news organizations. They're already trying to shut down your ability to move stuff around. I want to play Nigel Farage's take, because his take on this is exactly what the former FCC commissioner has said. They both came out with this at the same time. I want you to hear first what Nigel Farage said. Let's play video clip number one.
Yeah, I mean, look, you know, Mark Zuckerberg has always claimed that Facebook was a platform for all ideas. Fine. You know, in doing that, he says, I'm not a publisher, I'm just a means of people putting out their messages. You know, whatever you think of Alex Jones and InfoWars, and, you know, you may say, hey, this guy's a bit out there. The point is, he's got a big following, he has an opinion, and if you believe in free speech, if you believe in your First Amendment rights, people should be allowed to do this. I would say that by banning Jones, by shadow banning many others, Facebook and others are now effectively becoming a publisher, and that means, because they're taking editorial decisions, they should be open to being sued as other media organizations are.
Now, I would argue, because look, we're all looking at try to have to find some balance here, because
Fox
we do clearly see it's unfair. We see ranging from congressmen being shadow banned to celebrities who have the wrong opinions, might be somewhat conservative, that we're trying to find a framework, especially with mainstream media being 85% liberal, and we see that push, but we're the content in social media, which gives us an edge. But let me suggest, though, that some of the argument by Twitter and what they're doing is they're saying that these comments violate their standards, and if we open it up to, let's say, lawsuits for libel, wouldn't it make it even more difficult to have speech? Wouldn't more people be banned? Wouldn't there be more people suspended?
No, because if you're a platform for all ideas, you are not a publisher. That is the point. And what Zuckerberg and the other tech giants are trying to do is they're now trying to have it both ways. On the one hand, they claim, you know, we're not publishers, we're not open to libel, because we let everybody give their opinion. But on the other, they now, in a very sinister way, are starting to ban and shadow ban people. I mean, take, for example, on Facebook, PragerU, an organization that I've spoken for. I've been to their events. You know,
They do great work.
They do amazing work.
Okay, so you can take out PragerU, you can take out InfoWars, but you're not going to take out Antifa, you're not going to take out Louis Farrakhan and so forth. And what he's pointing out is that they're going to decide who remains on their platform and who doesn't. Then they are a publisher. And that means that they are responsible for what Antifa and Louis Farrakhan say, if they're going to keep them on their site. They're responsible for that. Now, if they're not going to become the moderator of content, if they're not going to become the editor and the publisher of content, then they would not be responsible for what Antifa and Louis Farrakhan or InfoWars has to say. But if they're going to pick and choose who they're going to allow to be on their platform, then they are responsible for that. And that's the same thing that former FCC commissioner told Breitbart News. He said this. He said the safe haven provision in Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act allows social media giants to censor at will. He called it, he says that provision needs to be repealed. He contends that it violates the First Amendment. It does. And yet most people in government, besides this FCC commissioner, are begging them to censor because they want them to censor the right people. That's what I just pointed out. It's NATO, it's the FBI, it's the Democrats who are begging for this. He says if they want to add the ability to edit the internet and to take down Alex Jones, says the former FCC commissioner, then they should not have that immunity. If they're acting like a publisher, which is what they're doing, they're not doing the sort of editorial decision making that newspapers and other print publications have been doing since time immemorial. If they want to do that, why are they not subject to the same rules that print media is subject to? That's right, you can't have it both ways, as Nigel Farage said. You are either a publisher or you're an open public platform.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.